I forgot to pull the story. I don't know if you heard it or not. Three earthquakes today.
I just saw it on the front of WFAA's site. Three earthquakes confirmed in Irving Tuesday, fourth reported.
Looks like the fourth one was a 3.0, according to Channel 8.
What's the highest we've had so far?
3.2 or 3.3?
Now, the one that I felt in here, but you guys didn't, was 3.5, I believe.
All in Irving?
Yes, all kind of around the old Texas Stadium site. I think that night that there were a couple that we felt where, yeah, it was like a 3.5 and a 3.6.
Sorry, I'm watching the video stream.
I know. What are you looking at on the video stream?
You know how TV shows, about a minute or 2 minutes into it, they'll still have the, even though the dialogue has started, they'll have the credits still popping up.
Oh, yeah, like starring, guest starring, written by, whatever.
Producer. I added that to our video stream.
Nice.
Something about it just makes the show sound more important in the beginning.
Yeah. It definitely gives, in addition to the intros, of which you have many, that really adds a nice authenticity to the TV show feel.
All right, I'm looking away.
That doesn't look cool. I gotta say, that doesn't look cool.
And it's something that's really some... Directed by.
By you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
As stupid and simplistic as it is, I don't know why it adds something.
It makes it feel like a real TV show. At least that's what it is to me.
Okay. So you had emails?
Yes.
Was there any damage from the earthquakes? Earthquakes?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
I'm sure if there was, the whole building would be a flutter about it.
I've never felt one. Even though you guys sitting right next to Alfie one day after the show, he goes, I felt it.
Yeah.
And he went back and checked the next day, and exactly at that time, there was an earthquake.
Yep. Yeah, Alfie had felt that one. Chloe, did you feel it?
I kind of felt that one. I mean, there was about a month ago, I felt one. At my house in Irving. Yeah, that's, and that was pretty scary. That's pretty freaky.
That's right. That makes sense since you lived there.
Everything was just, it's the only way I could make a, it sounded like or felt like was a jet was directly over the house as far as the way it felt. 747.
But how you guys felt it in the high rise, I don't get it.
I was the only one that felt it here in the studio, that first one. And then it was like an hour later where Alfie felt the other one, but. I didn't even realize it was an earthquake at first because we've had all this construction going on like eight floors above us.
That's what I assumed it was when Alfie said, I felt it. And I didn't believe him until he pulled it up the next day and went, okay, here are all the times we had earthquakes. Exactly when I said, there it is.
Right. Yeah, the only reason I was tipped off is because I saw a text from my wife saying, did you feel the earthquake? It's like, no, I felt construction. It probably was an earthquake.
I don't know why people are wigging out about it.
It's because it's new for us. We're not Californians. We're not used to this.
But none of them have done any damage, to my knowledge.
No.
Well, they're happening more frequently, and they seem to be growing from time to time.
What's the biggest we've had so far? 3.7?
I think the ones that we felt that night were like 3.5, 3.6.
That's considerable because there was some big earthquake in California in the last like day or two that was a 4 something, and they were kind of freaking out about it. Kind of.
And it makes sense.
Yeah,
for
and there's a big difference between a 3.7 and a 4 because it grows exponentially. So a 4, that's not accurate, but it could almost be double a 3.7.
Yeah, it's really freaky when you think about that because it compounds each tenth it goes up. So when you hear about the big ones that have happened where they were like a 7, I can't even fathom that. But it makes sense when you see like the one back in 89 and you see the like the security cam footage that hit San Francisco area and Oakland in 89 and bars, everything's like a whole bar at a bar is just like crumbling.
Surprised I haven't heard from Rob.
Yeah.
Man, you got to plug off the grid. Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
God's talking to us. Why is it always God? How do you know it's not Satan?
I think most people don't like to think of Satan having that much power.
Isn't he closer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, by, you know, God above, Satan below, it makes sense. But.
Okay, what were the emails?
Russ, over the weekend, I picked up a patrol shift. I now work in the Criminal Investigations Division and have not been on the street in nearly a year. I had at least a half dozen people come up to me and say thank you. I even had someone buy Girl Scout cookies for me. I believe people like you have a lot to do with people showing appreciation for law enforcement, and I thank you for what you do. I'll leave his name out just in case.
I don't think necessarily it's got anything to do with me, maybe. I don't know what moment of clarity people might be having.
I think
possibly people are waking up to the importance of first responders.
No. I think those that already believed in police are being more vocal about it now because for the last month, 2 months, there's been so much opposition to police because of Ferguson and people dying and at the hands of police officers. And so you get more people being more vocal, being anti-police, which means the people that care about them say, hey, wait a minute. There are people that believe in this thin blue line.
Yeah, and if you're worried about cops running around in a bad mood all the time, that's a good idea. Just keep calling them Nazis. That's going to put them in a chipper mood.
Yeah. Nothing like... It really is the overwhelming lack of common sense by those who love to just throw mud and just dogpile on police officers.
There was a story, I think it was a little girl, and I saw the story yesterday. We never got around to it. Girl in Tyler?
I believe it was, yeah.
Or Austin?
I don't know.
She's from East Texas, but she's been making the rounds.
You have a story?
Yeah. The killing of two New York police officers last month inspired a Texas girl to go on a mission to thank law enforcement officers. The 10-year-old took time to write hundreds of thank you notes. This past weekend, she delivered some of those messages to officers in Austin. Savannah spent her Christmas break writing hundreds of thank you cards to police in New York and across Texas. She delivered many in person across East Texas to Houston, up to Dallas, and now Austin. Her message is simple and straight from the heart. Savannah Solis told KXAN, "You're my heroes. I want to say don't stop. Please don't give up. Many do not care or appreciate the sacrifices that you make every day, but I do. Many are standing with me today to let you know that you matter. Officers across Texas, you matter to me. Officers in New York City, you matter to me. Officers all across America, you matter to me. Please keep taking care of us." Mom says Savannah has wanted to be a cop since she was a little girl. Debbie Solis told the TV station, "We would drive by and see them stopping somebody, and in the back seat she would pray, asking to go take care of them, and she's always had a special thing for them. Now the next best thing, she's sort of been adopted by all of them. She wants to get as many autographs as possible because they're her heroes. She doesn't look at celebrities like that, but she does with law enforcement. She adores them."
And it won't. The significance won't flash on her till she gets a little older. Mm-hmm. At the end of the video story, the news piece, at the presentation, I guess in Austin, all the officers saluted her. And unless you're a police officer, military, whatever, you don't just salute a civilian.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I believe. And this was, obviously what happened with her in Austin over the weekend. I actually got an email today, or maybe last night, from a Kennedale police officer. And she was saying how they got to meet Savannah yesterday along with a few other police departments, including Mansfield, some mid-cities, Arlington, I believe, when she was in DFW yesterday. And then those that couldn't make it, the police chiefs of like 8 other surrounding municipalities called to talk to her on the phone.
It's inspiring.
Extremely.
Maybe we're not doomed. Probably are.
Yeah.
It's too bad that story isn't commonplace as opposed to news.
Well, yeah, and all, you know, it's especially with the news cycle the way it is these days, is it's easier and it's more salacious and you attract more eyeballs and readers if it's bad, negative, bad, 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 bad. Cops killing people everywhere. No, they're really not. You're talking about extreme cases. You know they're extreme cases because the two that everyone knows about happened in, what, New Jersey? And a town in Missouri that no one, for the most part, had heard of until a few months ago.
Yeah, if it was rampant, if all officers were truly foul, we wouldn't be able to keep track of the stories.
No.
But they're not. They're not all heroes. Most of them are. What are the other emails?
This might be one of my favorites. Russ, you S-eater. When you were doing the bit where your brain was singing Merle Haggard while you looked at porn, it made me pee my pants. I had to pull my shirt out of my pants to cover it up, but that didn't work because the shirt was wet too. A-hole. By the way, how do you do that switching back and forth so fast?
Just a setting on the console.
It's button on off.
Here?
To here.
Here.
Here. And it was... It was even worse today, trying to enjoy some porn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of hearing Merle, I'm hearing my brain sing Merle Haggard to me.
So it's like it's going through your own phone filter.
It was like, well, it was just like holding a mirror up to a mirror. It was just like, it just continued to grow.
Oh, man.
Stop thinking about it.
I can't.
Please, let me just enjoy some porn.
No can do. I think I'm going to look into some Buck Owens while I'm at it.
Not Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Your brain starts rifling through your mental jukebox.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to think about something else.
Sorry, I can access anything.
No, I'm thinking hard.
Oh, here it is. Yep. Oh, the sun's going to shine.
Oh, no.
Man, he found that disc fast.
C9.
Yeah.
Dang, he's got that on his favorites.
It's irritating as piss. You just get something locked in your head and you're out. All right, focus on the porn. This is my time for Zen. I'm not supposed to think about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr. Thornton has his mantra, whatever it is that he repeats to himself over and over.
When he's actually zenning.
I think me looking at porn is zenning.
Yeah, it's your own version of it.
Zoned out, not thinking about anything. Just
you're typically caught up in that moment.
That's what I love about porn. Every day is brand new. There's always a new one being sucked somewhere. Why is it my fault a guy can't control his own bladder?
Well, it was to him, it was your fault. You were doing...
You don't know me. You can't just send me an email and call me a shit eater.
Yeah, but plenty do.
Pee pants? We can all be adults here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Mr. Pee Pants?
Oh, sorry.
I got another one. Hey, Russ. First off, I'm a proud, openly gay man. You need to tell your friend Chloe to stop being such a giant pussy and go out on a date with the guy with the gay sales guy. If he knows that Chloe is straight, then he probably just wants to hang out.
Mm. Hey, Chloe, it's your brain.
No, I can control my brain.
Let's go get some. Come on, Chloe. We like.
Not this weekend, not never.
Why this weekend? We can go this weekend.
No, we can't.
I'm your brain. I can control anything. We're going to go suck this weekend.
I'm going to OD on something.
Nope.
Yeah, you might OD on something.
I swallow whatever you want. I'm going to make you throw it back up.
Oh, man. Damn. You're
going to OD on all that.
Mixed in with my Mucinex, you won't know.
You realize I talk to your eyes as well, so I can see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just shut them.
How about if I just stop your heart?
start it?
While it d***s in your mouth. Is that how you want to go out? I can do it. In your brain.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a hard negotiation, Chloe, that you're not going to win.
Yeah, any argument you can come up with, it doesn't make any difference, because I control it all. I'm your asshole brain.
The guy goes on to say, Chloe's got the kind of personality that attracts people of all types. Tell him to quit freaking out over a little mandate.
Yeah, so sales guy asked you out. Did he say, on a date, or just drinks?
He said drinks.
I guess he meant it as a date request. Otherwise, there was no reason to bring up that he was gay.
Yeah. And also, I would think that if you ask straight gay whatever, if you say, hey, you want to go, let's go grab drinks. If it's not a date, then you typically would say professional, business related. I want to talk to you about endorsements, clients, whatever.
No, I'm closed brain. I understood.
Gotcha.
You want to go have some sex.
Yeah,
we're going to have some sex. We're going to suck some this weekend. Lots and lots of maybe a bunch.
No, what do you mean bunch?
Maybe a whole bag.
Yeah.
Is it, you mean more than one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gonna make your mouth the queen of DP.
Yeah, no bag.
And then maybe some ATM thrown in, depending on what
mood
I'm in.
Oh, come on, Chloe.
I'm gonna puke on my own. I don't need you for that brain.
See, with the ATM, you're grossed out thinking that it's yours that it's coming from. Could be somebody else's.
What is this... the beard thing. You're growing something?
This is called laziness.
You can't take 2 minutes to shave every day?
Don't feel like it.
You look nasty.
I know. I don't care. I don't care.
Chloe, for all the years that you've known Chloe especially, he's almost always had facial hair.
Not like this. This is just gross.
Yeah, this is it's pretty grizzly right now. I mean, I started it, okay, Movember, whatever, the December thing that you do. And I'm like, you know what? Man, this is easy.
Was that for facial hair?
Yeah. What is it, Dan? It's Movember.
Really? Then... You did it? You don't even know what caused your facially supporting?
I didn't know it was facial hair. I thought it was hair. So no. I grew mine out.
That, well, I mean, for what it's supposedly promoting, that would make more sense. It's the No Shave November or Movember where you don't shave your face in support of men's health, like prostate cancer, you know, awareness.
Yes.
Yeah, my hair is closer to my prostate.
Right. And ultimately, it makes more sense to just don't trim your taint hair.
But I guess if it's a public cause that you're supporting, nobody's really going to see my hair.
True. It was weird, though, because I forget about it on occasion. And then
your hair?
Not that. The Movember, the no-shave stuff. And I tuned into a Cowboys game, and I looked at it, and it was like it was Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. I just really love Joe Buck.
I don't know who that is.
He's the play-by-play to Troy Aikman.
Okay.
And he seems really enamored by Troy. So when I first saw the two guys, like Troy's got a pretty good-looking manly scruff going and Joe's trying to. And my first thought wasn't promoting awareness. It was Joe's trying to look like Troy and he's just failing miserably.
You didn't realize it was Movember.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Buck what?
Yeah, Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
I want to suck Troy Aikman's.
It is because when you watch him,
I
gotta
stop thinking it because I'm gonna say it on TV. I gotta quit.
Mm-hmm. When they start doing the cold weather games, like in November, they're basically wearing the same outfit where they forego suits and they'll wear like a thick coat and then a sweater underneath with a collar that kind of pops up outside of it.
I like it when Troy wears sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at him and go, a sweater.
Is that it with the emails?
Nope, got another one. Russ, I'm kind of disappointed in you, man. I get that you don't want Dan storing his stuff in your garage, but how come you haven't offered to help him move? Didn't he help you move on more than one occasion? Come on, man. You owe Dan at least one move.
I know you helped me in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah,
I moved from, into my first house from Las Colinas.
No, that's wrong, Dan. I helped you from Plano to South Lake. That was when I packed the truck that you borrowed from the station.
Oh.
That was right when you started dating Mandy. Also, interestingly enough, that was back when Mandy was nice.
What moment in time did you realize she wasn't nice?
It was sort of a slow burn because I didn't see her that often, obviously. And then before a white trash party, we were at rehearsal or dress rehearsal, and she managed to say zero words to pretty much anybody, with the exception of you, Rob, Rob's wife, and yeah, that was it. Like, just kind of looked through people.
I never noticed, but then again, at band practice, I'm not really focused on her.
Right.
Hmm. Do you need help moving?
No, we've got movers.
Okay, good.
You done good, Russ.
Thank you.
Well, you've just dodged that super fast.
Okay, good.
That was a big move from Plano to South Lake. If you need help, I knew you helped me at one point. Mm-hmm. I just didn't remember when.
Yeah.
And from Plano to South Lake, a big move because it was from house to house.
Yeah.
When I went from the apartment to the house. First go round, what is much stuff. I think I had one bedroom, den, and then a study.
Right.
Maybe 900 square feet. So it wasn't a whole lot to move.
Yeah, that's kind of what our situation is. Except for
it's
the
when
other...
you get your first house and you move into the second one, that's when everything sucks.
Having moved as many times as I have in my lifetime, there is no time that it's actually enjoyable.
Anytime I got a move coming up, I just start throwing stuff away, dishes, whatever, even if it's good dishes. I don't care about them. They didn't cost that much. I know they're ceramic ware. It's not like just throwing away plastic ware.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting chunked. I don't want to pack this. I don't want to move it. I don't want anybody to box it up because I got to unbox it. I hate to move. Thinking about moving back to South Lake just to torture the cops.
Would that really work?
I think so. I think they know to leave me alone now.
Mm-hmm.
Drive up and down. Was it 1709? The main drag?
Just yeah.
Hauling ass. Pull me up. What could happen?
All of a sudden, you turn into your own cop watcher.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that your syringe right there on the ground, cop?
That's right. Tell him, Russ.
I'm going to.
Make sure he doesn't hit you in the head. That's where I live.
Okay. Are we late?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:36, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Arizona State University Online. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Denton, actually. North of I-35 between Milam Road and Rector Road. Road construction there has a couple lanes shut down. Traffic is backed up back to Ganser Road. Also in Denton, both east and westbound lanes, Highway 3 at a university, right at I-35 are kind of jacked up in that area. There's a bunch of road construction going on. Let's move into Louisville. South of I-35 right at Corporate Drive. Got an accident blocking two right lanes. Traffic's back from Fox Avenue. And a side street accident for you in Dallas. Westbound Mockingbird right at Inwood Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up. Back from the tollway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 43. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy still, a high in the low 60s. Right now, 70 degrees. 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So you don't want to go have drinks with a guy just because he's gay?
Would you?
Sure.
No, you wouldn't.
We've got other gay people in the sales department.
That we've had drinks with in a group setting.
Yeah, I danced with one of the guys.
Forgot about that.
I think it was Sean.
Makes sense. Oh, that really makes sense. He's the one that's been here the longest.
What does that have to do with it?
Not like you're keeping him.
You mean like keeping him, mm-hmm. or keeping him around?
Both. Oh, yeah, the one you dance with, he's still around. Other guys, whoever, have come and gone.
So you don't like gay people?
I like gay people.
Why won't you go have drinks with whoever it was that asked you out?
Because I don't know him.
So?
That's
sales.
The idea. That's the idea of the drinks.
Well, I know, but like you know, it's, you didn't go out with a dance with a Sean person, like when you guys first met. When he was new, let's wait a little while. I'll think about it, but just not right now.
Right now is the only time I want to think about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want to think about that.
I've got other things planned to think about later. Mm-hmm. I need to think about it now.
I'm with Russ. I'm practically obsessed.
Why do we need to think about it now? What's the big rush?
Because I'm your brain, and that's what I said we're going to do. We're going to think about it.
Mm-hmm. So why are you having these gay tendencies, Brain?
Because we're gay.
No, we're not.
I'm the Brain. I know. No, how dare you argue with me? How dare you?
So I'm just wondering where are these gay tendencies come from? They haven't been around before.
It's none of your business. I don't have to tell you everything. I'm the Brain. See. I get to choose.
It's none of my business.
I get to choose what we do. You say you're not gay. I ask, who told you this?
I like how your Brain's a gangster club.
Yeah, really. It's thug life.
We're going gay, and we're going to eat arugula. It's a vegetable.
You want to offend a guy? Go ahead and offend him.
I don't mean to offend
him. It's not like he just walked up and went, hey, we'll go out for drinks and then later bump heads. Did he? Did he say anything about sex?
He wasn't. He didn't say anything like that at all.
Polite, respectful.
Wants to get to know the talent. Maybe he's a groupie. This may be a slam dunk.
Oh.
Nothing but net.
The RMS Queens.
Queen one.
Well.
You want to be in the group?
That's their group.
Well, why don't we wait till the first, office party?
First.
Office party.
Monday?
Yeah. The group setting, like you were talking about earlier.
Man, when you go to Canton, it's no holds barred.
We're going to have first Monday sex where you shove everything in the apartment at my ass.
And the next morning, the only thing left is roaming puppies.
Yeah, I was going to say stray dogs. And that could have been an easy way to get a lot of endorsements.
He's new. There's no way a new salesperson is going to get endorsements.
How do you
know? Salespeople...
Not the new guys. They don't. They never have.
That's what they do. They sell airtime and they sell endorsements.
I've never known any of the salespeople when they first start to have endorsements. I thought about that. See?
Well, here's the other thing, Chloe. You know that this
guy... because he can't do anything for you, there's no reason to go have drinks with
exactly.
him.
Exactly. I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
I can do nothing with that.
However, Chloe... Mm-hmm. The only thing you know about this guy is that he's new to this company and he's gay.
And he's not from here.
Okay. Do you know what he did before? He may have done sales for another station in a different market. He may know exactly what he's doing.
Sometimes they'll hire AEs based on I can bring these clients with me if I get hired. He may have people lined up, but because he can't do anything. And here's the other thing now. You said that on the air. Now all the salespeople know. No reason to give Clone endorsement. He just uses us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, if it's going to make money for them, they're going to do it regardless because they want the money just as bad as everyone else does.
Yeah, but that means they know not to necessarily go with you. That means they go with somebody else who would be appreciative of the effort.
I don't think so. I think money speaks, you know, because there's going to be some stuff that other people aren't going to take that I would.
You know, that's sad because it's a valid argument.
Yeah. Damn him.
Give it to Chloe. Erectile dysfunction, whatever. Premature ejaculator.
He's the Mikey.
You tell him there's money in it. Yep. Shoot fast, won't get hard. That's me.
Show me the cash.
Was that it with the email?
I got a couple more quick ones here. Hey, Russ, I have the same issue as you when it comes to looking at porn. I cannot stop thinking about Ron Perlman.
Who?
So random. Do you remember the TV show Beauty and the Beast? It was Linda Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy that played the Beast, Ron Perlman. Been
was
a
he
huge
in,
character
Hell,
actor.
Hellboy? Or?
Hellboy, yes. He was Hellboy.
I never saw it, but I know he was in that.
Yeah.
He was Hellboy.
Yeah, he's been in tons of stuff. But still random. even when I get into it, I just can't shake it. So here's what I do. I just talk out loud to the bitches on the screen. You can't just say it to yourself. You have to say that stuff out loud. Sometimes I scream at Brie Olson, you want this, you slut-ass slut. Try it.
Do we have his email address? Because if I think about Ron Perlman tomorrow, it's going to be specifically his fault.
Yes, we do. Jimmy, you were forewarned.
Could have been Rhea Perlman.
Or mini pearl.
Yeah. Right as you bust your nut.
Howdy!
Hang a price tag off into my... She always had a price tag hanging off her hat.
Yeah.
Man, Hee-Haw was some up programming.
It really was. But that is pretty awful to think that tomorrow you may be busting it to Hellboy.
I will not.
That big red fist.
Maybe I just give in and say, yes, I will. So maybe I'll forget about it.
Do you think you're going to try and trick your brain?
Oh, damn it.
Uh-uh. Your brain knows it.
Sitting there focusing on porn, and it's trying to ignore the Hellboy in the room. Do you have any audio you want to get to?
Yeah, I do.
I want to get as much behind us so I didn't stop thinking about Ron Perlman.
Okay.
What do you got?
I actually got lots of stuff. I'm trying to decide which one I want to start with. Let's go with cut number two. This was actually from last week when they announced the Academy Award nominations.
That was in the morning. I actually watched that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you watched.
Chick. Who was it? Chris. Don't tell me. Jesus. What's his name? From Star Trek.
Pine.
Chris Pine.
Yes.
Yes, Daddy's Robert Pine from Chips.
Yeah.
He could read the teleprompters fine. Mm-hmm. Whoever the chick was with him, I guess she was with the Academy.
Yes, she is the
I don't know if she pronounced most of the names right.
She did, most of them. She's the current president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Her name is Cheryl Boone. This was her as she was announcing some of the nominations, and she did really great. As you can hear, she gets some right in the cinematography category. But then she got one really, really wrong.
For achievement in cinematography, the nominees are Emmanuel Lubezki for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Robert Yeoman for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Lukasz Jal and Richard Lenchowski for Ida, Dick Pope for Mr. Turner.
Dick Poof?
Dick Poop.
Oh, I like Poof better. Dick Poop.
For Ida. Dick Poop. Dick Pope. For Mr. Turner.
Dick Poop.
And the funny thing is, big moment, the chick calls you Dick Poop.
Mom.
Look, I'm up for that's not me.
Was there somebody else?
It's funny because that was trending, and on headline news, they have this like scroll.
I missed that one when I watched, because I watched it live.
Oh yeah,
I just happened to be up.
You definitely missed this one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, on headline news, they have a scroll of all the trending things, and it's like 1 through 10. It goes over and over and over, and you just keep seeing it going by.
Well, one of the trends was dick poop.
Yeah, exactly. Bruce Jenner, dick poop, and then you know whatever else, Oscars.
Sounds like a name you'd use if you're trying to slam somebody, you dick poop.
Yeah. It's like we're just one isn't enough. You got to double up. And it's sad because it's like the other names that she read before that were all pretty difficult and foreign sounding. And then she gets to what's supposed to be Dick Pope and she messes that up.
I'm going to have to Google that now. It's going to... Google the two words and see if it's still trending.
Mm-hmm.
Dick. Cinematography. Dick. Yeah, it's actually a screen cap.
Nice.
I guess it's a clip of her saying dick poop. Yeah, here's one posted in the news. Just the Monterey County Herald posted just 5 hours ago.
Oh, God.
Cheryl Boone, Isaac says dick poop at Oscar nominations. John Travolta is very grateful for dick poop. That's from the Huffington Post. Twitter's reaction to dick poop. Dick poop Oscar flub was just the beginning. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
All right, what else?
And this one also is fairly random. Dax Shepard, he's an actor. He stopped by Ellen late last week, and he talked about his wife, Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell is the one who played Sarah Marshall in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He talked about them having a baby and the mistake he made watching her C-section.
Oh. I had been warned by...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like watching Jim Carrey crawl out of a... What was it?
The rhino butt?
Yeah. Who wants to see... I don't know why you want to be in the delivery room at all.
He sort of mentions people told him not to look.
By a lot of different gentlemen. And even my own mother that said, you might not want to watch the baby come out.
Mm-hmm.
Dax Shepard.
He's in the commercial, like the tablet commercials over the holidays with Kristen Bell. It's the two of them. They were like decorating their place with Christmas lights and stuff.
I saw those. I can't.
He's got blonde hair. He's got his start on Ashton Kutcher's Punk'd show.
Wow. I still don't know.
He's been in a few movies.
I had been warned by a lot of different gentlemen, and even my own mother, that said, you might not want to watch the baby come out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the greatest idea. What they did not warn me about is the C-section, which is way worse. So there's a sheet, and then they go, the baby's here. And then you peek around the sheet, and they're lifting out the baby. But then you notice your wife is completely disassembled. I can see inside of her. I was like, it's a girl. There's your livers out, I think. And then those are definitely intestines. And she has your eyes. And, oh, my God. Put her back together correctly. After seeing this autopsy, I would rather see a school bus drive out of her vagina. There's nothing worse than seeing your partner fully open. It's, guys, I need medication if this happens again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's intense.
Were they opting for the C-section, or was it because
I don't know.
Whatever.
I do not know.
Yeah, you should have thought that one through. It's bad enough, I would guess, watching a baby come through the birth canal.
Have you ever accidentally or purposely seen it?
No.
Have you come close?
Possibly.
I got close one time. I can't remember where it was. That's how much I've tried to block it out, where it was like the quick thing, and you see us, you're like, what is that? And then you start to see a crown of the head, and then you go, ah! You turn everything off, and you just cower.
That's probably the reason you were able to play... Luke Bryan so well in the Christmas special when Jesus was coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget what the acting method is, but that's where you just put yourself in the moment of having to see that, and you just go with it.
Oh, my God.
That was it. I remember when I was cutting up the Christmas special. But he really put a lot into that. I really felt like he was... What was your line?
Seeing a portal to another dimension.
Oh, my God, she's opening up. Oh, no, it's like a portal to another dimension.
Kind of like that.
I just thought, that was a damn good read.
Oh, my God.
You got dads in there with camcorders.
Uh-uh.
Why? Who are you going to show it to? Nobody's going to want to see that. I wouldn't want to see my birth.
Mm-mm. Actually, no, I wouldn't even want to see mine. And I might get the off chance of seeing my birth mother. I still don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it for several reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all the blood and the plethora of placenta.
Both?
Yeah. And you're also, you know, if I saw a video, I'm looking at my mom's woof.
Yeah. And no one wants to see that. Plus, the standard birth, it's not like it's typically in movies where it takes like, you know, a minute and a half. It's usually hours. So I don't know.
Does it take that long to clear the birth canal sometimes?
Well, I don't think the birth canal, but the whole process of labor. Now, when the baby's actually...
When it starts to breach?
Starting to come out, then I don't know how long that takes. But I don't know how long the video is, and I don't want to think, hey, honey, it's Friday night. Let's buy a bowl of popcorn, a bottle of wine, and let's pop in the birth video.
The only reason I think that I would keep it would be like, if she talks about having another kid, watch this.
Yeah, you just leave her in the room, lock her in.
They don't seem to care. They don't have to see what's going on. They can remember the pain. They don't have to see video of it. I don't know how they do it. Honest to God.
I think they can do, like, in case the mother wants to watch the birth as she's going through it, they can put, like, a mirror up.
It'd be like putting a hand mirror in the commode so mm-hmm. you watch yourself take a grunt. I want to see it breach.
How did that's what I don't understand. How do chicks not pass out?
I don't know, especially if you're breathing hard and mm-hmm. you're pushing. That's enough to make you pass out right there.
Mm-hmm. And that aspect that you just described makes them number two on themselves. So that's going to be in the video.
Sometimes women poop when they're having kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even Alfie's nodding his head on this one. Alfie's like, yep.
That's one of the few times I'd like to be the doctor. All right, which one you won't keep? I'm pretty sure this one's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This other one didn't have no cord.
I spanked it. It didn't cry.
I think this one's dead. It's dual-born. Thank you.
There you go. Give yourself a pound.
I have no words.
I think
to carry. First of all, having something inside you would wig me out.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts kicking.
Oh yeah, there was actually one of Tara's friends just had a baby, but when she was like 2 weeks away from giving birth, she was wearing a tight shirt, so the belly was just pushing right up against it, and it looked like the right before. Out of a horror movie, and you see that little hand move across her belly. Whoa.
That.
Mm-mm.
Like the scene out of Ghostbusters when they drag Sigourney Weaver into the kitchen.
Yes.
Where the door is pushing out.
Mm-hmm. And the claws pushing through. Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
I don't give chicks enough credit for having kids.
Mm-mm.
But they seem to enjoy it. Congratulations.
Most of them go through it more than once.
If you left it up to us, the species would have died hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. I got to do what? Uh-uh.
Yeah, not only, no, it would have taken, in our tribe, you see one guy go through it, mm-mm. That's it. I don't need to, you know what? I don't need to experience that for myself to see how awful it is. That guy did it.
Ugh, say no good.
Yeah, give me another plate, I'll put it in my lip.
Yeah, it'll be a double plate.
Yeah.
Ugh kept throwing himself downstairs.
Rolling down the mountain.
Okay. You got more audio you want to start news?
Sorry.
I don't know if you got the story
mm-hmm.
Handy. I was looking at your flash drive and I see the clip with the gay porno star offering a Justin Bieber a partner porn.
Mm-hmm.
That reminded me, did I read it right? They're going to do a Comedy Central roast on Justin Bieber?
Yes. Apparently, he's been asking them to do it for a while.
Has he not seen the other ones?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't think he really understands.
This is not the good old-fashioned Dean Martin roast where mm-mm. everything's kind of lighthearted or you make fun of Dean Martin for being an alcoholic.
Yeah. No, it says...
These are just vile, nasty comedians.
Prepare for the roast of Justin Bieber.
I got money, says he cries. I mean, really, sobs.
Like right on stage and on that big chair?
That's what happened to Chevy Chase. After he had his roast, he went back to his room. I forgot who he called. Somebody like John Lovitz, something like that. And said he just cried.
And that's somebody who is a professional in the business.
But he's made so many mistakes in his career, you just kind of you want to sit back from it and go, yeah, I'd like to forget all that. He had to bring up
Cops and Robertsons.
Robertsons. I kind of like that because Jack Palance was in it.
I don't even remember the movie.
There's some criminal that moves in next door to Chevy Chase, and Jack Palance, got to stay in Chevy Chase's place and watch.
Okay.
That's the basic premise. And then, of course, by the end of the movie, Jack Palance is part of the family, but not in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. E! News has confirmed Comedy Central will put Bieber in the hot seat for the next roast set to air this year. The special will be filmed in L.A. According to Kent Alterman, president of content development and original programming at Comedy Central, Justin has been asking us for a few years to roast him, and we just kept telling him to go create more source material first. We're thrilled he listened. The last Comedy Central roast was of James Franco in 2013. Other honorees over the years include Joan Rivers, Roseanne Barr, Charlie Sheen, Donald Trump, David Hasselhoff, Bob Saget, and of course what you mentioned, Chevy Chase.
And William Shatner.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
It was a good one. George Takei had the perfect line for all of it because they start the roast, Shatner rides in on a horse. And by the time they get to Takei, he goes, I've been waiting 25 years to say this. You and the horse you rode in on. Pretty good, Takei.
That's not bad.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are people calling about birth.
Yes, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, man?
No. What do you got?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm a firefighter, and I got to deliver a baby back in training. And I told the doc when we were getting close to have our baby that I wanted to go ahead and deliver ours if that was possible. And he said, oh, yeah, sure, we could probably do something like that. Well, the next thing I know, we're sitting there in the room, and he's like, okay, you ready for this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Throws all the stuff on me, throws me in front of her, and lets me deliver my son completely and totally. And I wasn't really sure what I was going to feel, really, but it was the greatest experience I've ever had in my life. It was awesome. I know. But, well, you know, I think seeing some of the things that firefighters have seen, maybe they're able to handle it differently than the general population. But, you know, it was awesome. I mean, yeah, granted, it's pretty gross. I mean, you're going to see some nasty stuff, but...
How long does it take once the head starts to breach? Does it take for the whole baby to come out?
Well, it kind of just depends on, you know, how she does. I mean, it took my wife 12 minutes. It's taken others, you know, hours and hours. It just really depends on how they do and if they get an epidural and all that.
I'm not being cute. Is the second birthing, is that normally easier? Does the baby come out quicker?
They say that. Yeah, they say that usually the second one is a lot easier. And, you know, when I did my training and delivered that one.
I got to go home and vomit. Just to watch all of that mess come out because, all right, the water's already gone. That's like the first sign that you're going into labor, I guess. But the placenta and all the blood, and you got to cut the cord.
The afterbirth after the baby, yeah. Now you got the baby, then you got the placenta baby, then you got the poop baby, and the afterbirth baby. It's just all it's and you got to cut.
Howdy ho! Is that the duty?
Yeah.
You go cut the cord. No, it ain't no cellular baby. I think I'll just leave the cord on it. I know it's got to change your perspective on how you look at her sexually from that point forward, knowing that your child, the thing that you cherish more than anything else, came from something that you're used to sticking your in. Then it really does become the holiest of holies, and I don't see how...
You want to go back?
Yeah. I would think that would be one of the biggest reasons men would cheat. I can't. My child came from that. It's purity.
Yeah, and a couple of months ago, it looked like, having flashbacks and, you sure it's okay? Something going to come flying out?
Yeah, you're afraid. Like, she's telling you it's 6 months after the birth, everything's fine, honey, and then you're afraid you're going to get back in there and it's going to morph into that monster thing again.
Mm-mm.
And going to eat you.
I'm not sticking the thing in there. I might get a hand job. Damn, we're late.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
410. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy to the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Arizona State University Online. A whole lot of stuff going on, only a few actual accidents, so we'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers, right at 75. Got an accident blocking the on-ramp there. Traffic there is jacked up back to I-35. If you're on it, you're going to have to take the Hall exit. In Louisville, south on I-35, right at Corporate Drive, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Fox Avenue. And in Weatherford, eastbound I-20, right at Bethel Road, got some road construction there, has various lanes blocked. Traffic there is backed up back to Old Dennis Road. Listen to Cindy Skull all week long at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to UFC 185 at the American Airlines Center on March 14th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens, partly cloudy and 43 this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 62. Right now, it's 71 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know why I started binge watching the new version of Dallas.
Yeah.
TNT.
Did that just get canceled?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think last September was its last airing.
Gotcha.
I had watched the first season and then just kind of lost interest. They had some really good storylines. I'm kind of sad that it was canceled. Good storylines, bad acting.
Oh, really?
Horrible Texas accents.
See, I remember you saying that before.
If it stands out to somebody from Texas, it's a bad accent.
Yeah. I remember seeing a couple of clips, and I think even you had pulled a couple. And, yeah, the accents were just god-awful, including who's the main guy in the show?
Patrick Duffy?
Okay.
The guy that plays JR's son?
Yeah, the young
I don't know what his name is. He plays John Ross.
Okay, yeah, him. He's the one that's actually from Dallas, but sounds almost the worst of all of them as far as the accents.
I'm going to drill on this property, Uncle Bobby. You'd have to go to the far reaches of Texas to find somebody that sounds that bad, and you grew up, supposedly, on South Fork Ranch
right. In
Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those things where there are certain
Patrick
times...
Patrick Duffy doesn't use an accent.
The reason his works is because he just kind of goes with the flow, and that's sort of what a Texas accent is, if you're trying to sort of ease into it. But when you try to do the over-the-top Southern accent, that's where you get in trouble, because the Texas accent is not a Southern accent. It's a Texan accent.
And Judith Light was the chick from Who's the Boss? Blonde?
Yeah.
I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She plays somebody's grandmother. There's so many freaking characters. I don't know.
Okay.
Plays somebody's grandmother. Horrible accent. And slow and drawn out. Almost like a plantation.
I was going to say, what you're describing sounds more like a Southern Belle. I'm from Georgia.
It's horrible. I don't know if that's the reason it got canceled. It did okay its first year. It had like 7 million viewers. But the next 2 years, it dropped to half that.
Well, and one part of that reason was because JR died.
No, the ratings dropped before JR died.
Oh, okay.
Before Larry Hagman passed. That's why I said the first season, he died, what, middle of second season?
Yeah, I guess
so. The ratings had already dropped. You wonder if, like, I know anything about television, movies, or whatever, but you wonder if the director's going, all right, I need you to pump up the accent a little bit.
Yeah. Also, is the acting bad because it seems over the top?
It's all except Patrick Duffy is fine. Any line that they gave him sound like he wrote it for himself.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I think some of those shows, like they take that sort of soap opera acting approach where it's got to be over the top, these lingering looks with multiple facial expressions.
Forget with the acting and the over the top. The other problem was there were too many one-on-one scenes that would last, you know, like 5 minutes, you know, just two people talking back and forth dialogue.
Yeah, you need a little more.
You know, obviously you need it for expository, but... More car crashes and stuff tumping over.
Was that common?
Texas, stuff tumps over.
Like the occasional 18-wheeler?
The original Dallas, they had bar fights. They had fights almost everywhere they went. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Pass it. Damn gravy. Jock?
Being young and so young when Dallas was on originally, I remember parts of it. I don't remember the action sequences. You make it sound like it's a mix between a soap opera and Walker, Texas Ranger.
I think there's a compilation video on YouTube of
really?
All the fight scenes from the original Dallas.
I'm going to have to watch that because all I really remember is just sort of the conniving and the scheming and usually Larry Hagman kind of looking at the camera or at another character going, hey.
But again, like I said, I like the storylines. It's just they needed somebody in there to beef it up, clear the people out who couldn't get a Texas accent down. If you can't do it, don't do it.
Right. Just don't even try it. Just
let it go.
Whatever
just like
your normal
Patrick
is.
Duffy. Mm-hmm. And whoever plays his son, no accent. But JR's boy. Man, that's sad. Good looking guy, can't act. Can't even act like where you're from.
Was he from Alfie? You know who we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but
it didn't matter.
Is he from Highland Park?
I think he is from Highland Park.
So maybe that plays into it. Which, by the way, if you're a Ewing, Highland Park would be similar sounding. You're not going to sound like a hayseed. You're not going to sound like you're from Longview.
I'm going to drill on this land, Uncle Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Or my great-grandmother.
What's wrong with you? Even Larry Hagman's accent wasn't great. And he was from Texas.
Yeah, he's Fort Worth, right?
I want to say Weatherford.
Yeah.
Tarrant County.
Okay.
Enough movie review stuff on TV.
Can we go back to Bieber real quick and him having a Comedy Central roast?
Sure.
Alfie, who has Bieber on their Deadpool? Does anybody right now?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Because, Russ, you said he's going to cry on stage. If he cries on stage, he may off himself. Just in case.
Why?
Because they are going to kill this kid on stage.
Oh, it's going to be even worse.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Not because it's just Bieber, but he asked for the roast.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're going to be even tougher on him.
Oh, I can handle this.
Mm-mm.
I, you know what? I don't think so. I think he's just going to laugh at it and go, they're just trying to be funny, and he's going to look straight through them.
I think he's going to try to do that on stage and try to make it look.
He'll wear sunglasses. Is that what you were going to say?
I'll say sunglasses, and at some point, I bet he is the most demonstrative. He'll be the one that is like falling over the stage laughing, ha, 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 ha. But then later on, he may blow his head off.
And these roasts are different because back in the 70s, 80s, the original roasts, everybody on the panel were really friends with a guy being roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Central, they just get, you know, random comedians who don't know Bieber. So there's no concern about hurting his feelings.
No. And the whole idea of it has morphed into make it as brutal and uncomfortable as possible. And that's sort of what's supposed to be the enduring quality.
The only reason I watch him is just for Gilbert Gottfried.
He's solid.
Even if his material's not good, the delivery's always exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they roasted Seth Mac. No, they didn't roast him. He was the MC.
That's right.
And Gilbert went off on something about, do you know... I forgot what the line was now.
Oh, do you know why you...
The Simpsons and the something.
No, do you know why Family Guy hasn't done something, whatever it was?
Do you know why Family Guy hasn't gone to the bathroom? Because the Simpsons haven't done it yet. Something like that.
Yeah.
His aren't really that vile. Unless he was going after Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she kind of didn't. Yeah. She kind of invites it with some of her material that is about herself, so they just kind of dogpile on top of her own stuff.
What could a man have done that's so heinous where he had to a monster like you?
I will actually watch the Bieber one.
It's not a matter of Willie, it's how soon in.
Yeah.
And who starts.
And they're going to, the Friars Club is going to have to be super selective on this because comedians are going to be lined up to do this.
And he's been asking for this. Little pompous little prick.
Yeah, so if no one has him, I want him, Alfie. I'm Deadpool.
All right, you want to start news? You got more audio.
Actually, let's do a couple more cuts of audio here. I've got, speaking of Bieber, cut number 5.
We played that yesterday.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
The gay porno thing? That's what reminded me to ask you about that Bieber story was I saw it on your flash.
Oh. Okay. Didn't we? I don't think
I played it on the air. I don't think so.
No.
Hello, everyone. Johnny Rapid, Men.com's exclusive model. And I guess you could say I'm number one in the industry right now. I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but I have an incredible offer for you, Justin Bieber. Men.com and I are offering you $2 million to do a scene with me. $2 million. It's insane. Anyways, it'll be easy. I'll do most of the work. You come in for a few hours, then you're out of here with $2 million. Hope to see you soon.
I would think you would have to bump it up to like 50 for Bieber to be interested.
Yeah, and even then, maybe they said $2 million because they're making a legitimate offer. But yeah, if you're going to be over the top and outrageous, maybe have him do it. Yeah, $50 million works.
And if he takes you up on the offer and you don't have the 50, just tell him afterwards.
Just tell him you give him points on the back end.
Hey, you got $50 million. I spent $75 million on therapy. I can't slap a price on it. I start to get nauseous.
Well, because
I know we've
do,
talked about it before of $1 million,
yeah,
tax free.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cash sitting right there next to the table and the tissue. That's yours.
Yes.
All you got to do is just suck one.
Mm-hmm.
We think he'll like it.
Look this guy up. Maybe that'll tweak you a little.
No.
Bit. What?
I'm not having whatever his name is. Something vapid.
Johnny Rapid.
No. No, I'm not Googling that. Then it's going to be in the search history, my computer.
You have way worse things in your search history.
Not up here. I don't look at anything up here. Mm. All my stuff's on my hard drive up here. I go sit in Cindy Skull's cubicle and beat it there.
No.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to scooch up under the desk a little bit so the cameras don't pick you up.
Now, this guy's twink style. It would actually almost, he looks sort of like a gay porn version of Bieber.
$1 billion.
Maybe it depends on what you got to do. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if all I got to do is get on all fours and just sit there for a minute. All right, I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to open my mouth and spread my legs and do whatever. You got a minute, go. Man, that's uncomfortable enough when Fetner's doing the prostate exam. I don't know.
Yeah, but once the idea of money gets tossed into it.
I can't say that there's a definitive figure. I mean, if somebody goes, $1 billion, I'm going to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Who cares if I had to suck? You know, I'm experimenting. But then it sounds good when you agree to it, but then when it's time for when the rubber meets the butt. The rubber meets the rump. It's like, wait. Okay, yeah. All right, hold on. No, let me see the money again.
Yeah, you'd have to actually perform on the pile of cash. Yes. Just to roll around and the constant reminder of why you're doing this. And also you have to make it clear, don't shoot on the money.
Why not? Money shot.
I need to deposit that.
No.
Just imagine, like, if you're set up the way you just said, on all fours, and then he just comes walking towards you.
I don't care. I got to be blindfolded. You got to tie me down.
Hey, I'm sure that's a certain fetish.
It's as long as there's somebody there that's with you that swears to cut you loose after the minute's over. But I don't have anybody I trust that much.
You wouldn't trust one of us to cut you loose?
Turn the mics off.
Well, there's no need for all that.
All right, bring in the train.
And I don't mean the locomotive. I mean the dude that's called Train. Big and black. The midnight train.
Guess who's going to Georgia? Woo,
woo. All right, we got a break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Ah! Sorry. Terrific. Any requests since I'm digging for a bed? All right. Got it. 4:35. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Aldi. Only a couple of accidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers, right at 75. Got an accident there blocking the on-ramp. Traffic there is completely stopped back from I-35. And, of course, you know, southbound I-35 is going to be jacked up as well because of that. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Risinger, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up. Back from I-20. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagle Black Thunder.
I lost my day. Oh, wait, hang on. Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43 for the low.
We could be more unprepared today. I don't know how.
I was like, where'd my sponsor sheet go? And it's like, oh, yeah, it's right next to me. Partly cloudy, 43 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62. Right now, 71 at 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. Go ahead and do news here, see if we can get into some kind of groove.
Although I so like talking about getting me some butt on. I like getting me some clothes.
Why would you be interested in me?
Because you wouldn't like it.
So it means that much to you. For me not to like it, for you to want to do it.
That's right.
What gratification do you think you would receive from me?
All you got to do is just stand there and try and keep yourself together. Because I'm big. I pulled out of this old boy one time. He got stuck to my thing. I pulled him inside out.
Oh, my God. Oops.
Damn, buddy, my bad. I should have pulled out slow. I didn't know you were going to stick to it.
All right, 437, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. Birthdays today. Melissa Rivers turns 47 from The Office, and his new show, Backstrom. Rainn Wilson turns 49.
I actually want to see that.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it.
I've obviously only seen the promos.
Mm-hmm. I just love that first line of the first promo that I saw. He's on the phone. He's like, I can't talk now. We're looking for lesbians
in
a
shed.
Yeah. Lorenzo Lamas turns 57. Comedian Bill Maher is 59 from Kiss. Paul Stanley, he turned 63. Director David Lynch, he turned 69. Edwin Buzz Aldrin turns 85. He's the second man on the moon. And old school comedian Artie Johnson, he turns 86 today. He was on Laugh-In and The Gong Show.
Artie Johnson. Trying to think what else he did besides Laugh-In.
He was also a panelist on The Gong Show. You might remember him as George Hamilton's insect-eating ghoul, Renfield, in Love at First Bite.
With Leslie Nielsen.
Yep. Oh, I have some breaking news. Very important.
Okay.
This just in. A researcher has concluded pizza can make you fat. Pizza may be the cheap, easy meal parents know their kids will actually eat, but it may be doing more harm than good. A new study published in the medical journal Pediatrics show that pizza helps contribute to a higher overall calorie intake for children on days they eat it. Shocking. On those days, it accounts for more than 20% of their daily calorie intake and increased the amount of saturated fat and salt in children's diets. According to nutritionist Rachel Beller...
How is it the pizza industry has hidden this so long from us?
I don't know. It's amazing. Clearly, there must be a cover-up.
It's like weird. Cigarettes, the cigarette companies, and sneaking nicotine in there.
Mm-hmm. It tastes so good. How can they kill you?
Who got paid? Who did the research?
Nutritionist Rachel Beller said today on ABC News Good Morning America, we're just having too much of some of the wrong ingredients. Pizza can be great if it's done right with the right ingredients. She suggested making pizza at home with the kids with veggies and a thinner whole grain crust.
They're not going to do that. That's why they bought pizza. It's easy. Or you stop by a 7-Eleven, minute and a half, you get a large pizza for like $6.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. And you can. You can make pizza really low fat. You can't make it low carb because of the crust.
Yeah. But you can make it healthier by going, you know, whole wheat version.
Do that. And, you know, I can't remember the last time I made one, but
you can do
I use like ragu,
mm-hmm.
spaghetti sauce, and then fat-free cheese, turkey slices instead of Canadian bacon, just crap like that.
Yeah.
Ground turkey instead of beef, onions. The vegetables aren't any big deal. Too many calories in pizza. Well, you've secured your job.
And the amazing thing is, it's like, really, you could fix a large part of the obesity epidemic if you'd quit making the bad food so cheap. Because that's the biggest part of it. Like you said, you can get a large pizza for like $6, and it's easy. It's right there. Boom, you're going home. As opposed to a healthy version, which is going to cost twice as much or three times as much, and it's going to take more effort.
Damn, can you read something else? Something. I want pizza now.
You can make it. You know how to make a healthy pizza.
I do, but something about it, there's just no substitute for grease and fat.
No, there's not.
There's nothing as satiating as just really nasty, greasy cheese food. Last week or the week before, whenever I was or wasn't sick, it doesn't make any difference. I had enough energy to go to 7-Eleven. I went, I'm getting a pizza. I've eaten nothing but water for the last couple of days. I'm having pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Best ever.
Yeah.
Especially coming off of not really eating anything solid for a couple of days. That's going to taste like heaven on your tongue.
You just savor every mother bite.
Run out of the 7-Eleven, hop in your cart.
Open up the box so it's not scalding hot by the time I get home so I can eat. And I did. That was just one of the most satisfying evenings I had.
So unfortunately, a lot of times when I'll eat something like that, it's on a Sunday night, and I don't really remember it all that well because I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. I might remember like a general experience of it, but I don't remember each individual bite.
I do.
I made sure that
I tempered my drinking just so I could remember the moment. It's when I just go H with Jack in the Box tacos.
Mm.
All right, guy, get drunk. I'll know I had Jack in the Box tacos, but I won't know how many.
And that's
so
how you
as
want
soon
it.
As I eat them, take all the bags, throw them away. So when I get up the next morning, I have no clue how many I ate.
Yeah, you just leave like maybe one or two on top. Put all the other ones below.
Look at that. I did good last night. I wonder what's under these. Oh, shit. Because they're so cheap. It's like you go through and it's like, all right, I want 10. Okay, it's like 5. Okay, give me 20.
My God.
Normally I only have them after a white trash party. Just because it's been a big event all day, worked our asses off. I went, I deserve it. I'm having it.
It's your reward.
I've gone through 15 before.
That's impressive. And how much time? I mean, are you like speeding through them?
No.
Just normal?
Just kind of, even drunk, trying to savor the moment. And then I hide the wrappers from myself so I don't see them the next day. Because the guilt almost overrides the pleasure that you had the night before. But there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, because that's almost, might be some eating disorder tendencies there.
If I threw it up, then that would be an eating disorder.
No, that would just be a eating disorder.
I got drunk, so I wouldn't throw it up. Because if I was up sober, the guilt would eat at me and I'd just have to go yak.
I'm just saying there's got to be some sort of psychological problem with you're going out of your way to hide the wrappers from yourself.
Because I don't want to know the next day when I get up, when I'm sober, how many tacos I had.
And that's why I'm saying that's, you know.
It's not an eating disorder. Oh. I just, not everything is my business.
And it's not like it's every day or every week or whatever.
No.
Exactly, which should mean he shouldn't have any guilt and shouldn't have to hide the wrappers.
15 tacos. Yeah.
So you binged on some tacos.
And those are some pretty greasy tacos.
But I think they're only like 9 grams of fat per taco. It's not hideous.
But when you eat 15
is.
Yeah.
More fat than I've taken in an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
You done with the pizza thing?
I suppose. At least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies have secretly equipped their officers with radar devices that allow them to effectively peer through the walls of houses to see whether anyone is inside, the practice raising new concerns about the extent of government surveillance. Those agencies, including the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service, began deploying the radar systems more than 2 years ago with little notice to the courts and no public disclosure of when or how they should be used or would be used.
You don't have to tell criminals what type of arsenal you have. Criminals don't tell the cops.
That's true. However, when you're publicly funded, the public usually likes to say, we have a right to know of what you're using and whether or not you're using it in a proper fashion.
None of your business. We're law enforcement.
But it is their business if you're using it improperly and breaking the Fourth Amendment.
Have there been any complaints?
I'm not sure. The technology raises legal and privacy issues because the U.S. Supreme Court has said officers generally cannot use high-tech sensors to tell them about the inside of a person's house without first obtaining a search warrant. The radars work like finely tuned motion detectors using radio waves to zero in on movements as slight as human breathing from a distance of more than 50 feet.
Just like out of the movie Blue Thunder. That helicopter had the what did they use? I think it was heat signatures.
Like an infrared type
of
deal?
That's what they used in the helicopter, but they also had this amped up parabolic mic where they could hear things inside of high rises.
Mm-hmm. Now, current and former federal officials say the information is critical for keeping officers safe if they need to storm buildings or rescue hostages. But privacy advocates and judges have nonetheless expressed concern about the circumstances in which law enforcement agencies may be using the radars.
Okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if nobody's complained, you haven't noticed anything different in your daily activities, then what do you care?
It's the whole Constitution angle. Agents' use of the radars was largely unknown until December when a federal appeals court in Denver said officers had used one before they entered a house to arrest a man. The judges expressed alarm that agents had used the new technology without a search warrant, warning that the government's warrantless use of such a powerful tool to search inside homes poses grave Fourth Amendment questions.
We don't want to fund officers with everything they need, so you come up with other ways to keep them and us safe, and you don't like that. Pick one. Either give them money for the things they need and more feet on the street. Or don't. Well, my privacy's worth something. Okay. Somebody breaks in, they're holding you hostage. We can't use the radar thing because we ain't got no warrant. Now what? I bet you wish we had this slick radar thing.
And that really, that's the ultimate, you know, thing. Is anytime anyone ever says, you know, this needs to be, you know, like the Fourth Amendment stuff, Fourth Amendment stuff, it needs to have the court order. Put them in that position and really say, hey, how do you feel now?
Then again, if I'm doing something illegal in my house and I get caught because they have that technology, I'm not going to be really for it.
No, you're not.
It's like I'm surprised we don't have them in Texas, the speeding cameras.
Yeah.
I'd be on front blotter every day.
And somehow we've been able to avoid that. And I think part of it helps that for 14 years we've had Greg Perry as the governor. So much so that he wouldn't sign a statewide texting ban because he thought it was too overreaching for the government. And I assume he's thinking the same thing when it comes to speeding cameras.
You already have
categories
of distracted driving. You can write them up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need the texting thing. If somebody's weaving back and forth, you got to write every right to stop them.
And it's reckless driving at the very least. So maybe that's the other part of it is we don't need the extra laws. We can just pile it under that one.
Now, if I knew specifically like Frisco PD was going up and down all the neighborhoods scanning the houses, I might have an issue with that if they're just doing it to see what's going on.
But we know that they do have agencies around North Texas where they have the license plate scanning stuff. Where they can do that through a parking lot and just be like, hey.
Well, it's a car sitting outside. There's no expectation of privacy. They scan the parking lot. If there's a tag that comes up that has tickets, unpaid citations, or just warrants in general,
mm-hmm. It's
a lot more than a cop can do on his own. It also stores that information in case one of those cars ends up being stolen or is used in a robbery. It stores where the car was and the license plate number.
Plus, it keeps the cops less distracted. If, like today, driving through Plano, cop in front of me had one of the scanners on his car, and I'm sure he was checking every plate around him, but it's done automatically. He doesn't have to look and read and type in the computer every single one.
No, and it automatically downloads it. The computer just runs all of them instantaneously.
And then if something is flagged, it's flagged, and then it becomes a part of the officer's attention. It's like getting an alert. Other radar devices have far more advanced capabilities, including three-dimensional displays of where people are located inside of a building. One of course, is capable of being mounted on a drone, and we know how much people love drones. The radars were first designed for use in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they represent the latest example of battlefield technology finding its way home to civilian policing and bringing complex legal questions with it.
I don't know why people have the issue with drones. What's the difference between a drone and a police helicopter? Really?
There's really not. But they see it as a drone is they're thinking of the application. They see it as the government's looking down on me, and that's not right.
It just seems more sneaky
yeah.
for some reason.
Yeah,
well, it is
covert?
Yeah, it is more covert because you can't really hear the drones. Police helicopter you can hear,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's hovering 100 feet over your house.
And shining the light on you.
It's just the fact that people, every time law enforcement gets something else to help them in their performance of their duties, we don't like it. That are like these drones in Arlington. Okay, if a kid gets lost or an old person goes missing, fine, you go find them on your own. We could have done it had we had the drones.
Yeah, and then you also get, you know, with all the militarization type stuff. Like people were mad that, you know, police have MRAPs. What do they need that for?
Because the government's got to throw it someplace. I mean, really, what does Dallas County Sheriff's Department need an MRAP for?
SWAT situations. Like if they have a unfortunate situation where you have like the bank robbers in L.A. are armed to the gills and in full body armor. And
talking about the North Hollywood robber, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. And you use the MRAP to put the vehicle in between a down officer or citizen, in between that down person and the assailants.
Yeah, if you really want to know, I was going to say, know the importance of law enforcement, go back. There are plenty of documentaries and movies on the North Hollywood robbery
mm-hmm.
where these guys were just standing out in the open, shooting at cops, bullets piercing cars, engine blocks. Cops had tree trunks. Cops had no place to go. The reason I was going to stop myself is you want to know the importance of law enforcement. It's like 9/11.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's the other thing, too, is people are saying, well, when you give police agencies and you give cops the military-type stuff, then they have the military-type mentality as opposed to a police officer supposed to be there to protect and serve, whereas military mentality is I'm going to kill all the bad people.
Cops, military, same thing. Bad people die. I got no issue with it.
Speaking of which, cut number 10. This is from Good Morning America. It's a report on gunmen late last week that were arrested and Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd and how his officers responded.
This morning, a massive manhunt is over. SWAT teams had scoured a Central Florida development, which overnight was the scene of terror.
We need these folks in custody sooner rather than later. We know they're extremely dangerous. We know they have not only the proclivity to rob stores and create pure fear, to create pure terror.
The spasm of violence began late Thursday. These four men caught on surveillance cameras allegedly robbing this pawn shop armed with assault rifles. A high-speed chase led to this neighborhood. The suspect.
Can we make this story any more dramatic with the VO?
That's the other reason I pulled it. This guy's way over the top.
It's like he's a Chris Hansen wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
They robbed the store, and they did some weird sex act with a cat.
But on surveillance cameras, allegedly robbing this pawn shop armed with assault rifles. A high-speed chase led to this neighborhood. The suspect scattered. One of them was immediately caught, another forcing his way into a home. A mother and a daughter had been killed. Police surrounded the house.
Just shortly afterward is when the car burst out of the garage.
The suspect driving the car through the garage door. Officers blasting away, wounding him. Canines deployed and the man was arrested. Sheriff Judd had issued a stern warning to the suspects.
But if they point guns at us, make no mistake about it, we will shoot them. A lot.
I know it's a bit of a build, but
no, that's a good payoff.
Yeah,
especially in today's climate where cops are having to second guess themselves on shooting somebody. Point a gun at me. See how many times you get shot.
Yeah.
And we've stopped counting. Mm-hmm. We just put on the report a lot.
Yeah. And that him saying that, that was the night before the gunmen were caught. The next morning, in a follow-up press conference, cut number 11, Sheriff Judd was asked by a reporter about his words from the day before.
One more question, Sheriff. I think everybody understands the gravity of what happened and the urgency and the response that you took. Some of the comments that you made last night about shooting the suspects, possibly, and some comments today about the ready for a gunfight. Was that in the heat of the moment? Do you have any regret about that in light of...
No, I don't know. I not only have no regret, I'm pretty excited about telling you that's exactly what would have happened. And make no mistake about it, there's nothing about politically correct in a gunfight. There's nothing about politically correct when you're keeping people alive and well and safe. And the people of this community and these law enforcement officers come first. I meant every word of it then, and I mean every word of it now. If you surrender peacefully, that's the way we prefer it. You start pointing guns at us, you can not only plan on, but you can guarantee we're going to shoot you.
A lot.
What a buffoon. What a dick poop.
The reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's looking
for
one
of the...
Was
that the heat of the moment? Our training tells us if somebody points a gun at us, we shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
It's called defusing the situation.
Especially knowing that this person had already shot and killed two innocents. And you want to think, oh, I wonder if I should backtrack on my comments about this. No, no.
Well, they're just suspects at this point, aren't you, judge and jury? I am when they point a gun at me. Pointing a gun at me, there is no good outcome for you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, as soon as you point a gun at me, it matters not what happened before. It doesn't matter
whether
you're
a suspect,
innocent, guilty, whatever.
The instant you raise that gun, you have surrendered your rights to live. These cops don't... It's not a matter of, well, I'm going to give him a second, see if he shoots. If you're in a standoff, you really think, all right, I'm going to give him about a second.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they already know you have a gun in your hand. They've already warned you many times, drop the weapon. And then all of a sudden you point it at them. To me, that means you intend on using it. Otherwise, there's no reason to lift it.
Right. Do me a favor, play the end of cut 10 again real quick.
This neighborhood, the suspects scattered. One of them was immediately caught, another forcing his way into a home. A mother and a daughter had been killed. Police surrounded the house.
Just shortly afterward is when the car burst out of the garage.
The suspect driving the car through the garage door. Officers blasting away, wounding him. Canines deployed and the man was arrested. Sheriff Judd had issued a stern warning to the suspects.
But if they point guns at us, make no mistake about it, we will shoot them. A lot.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
504, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's start off from Fort Worth. Southbound 35W just before Reisinger got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Air traffic is backed up back from Seminary.
Yeah, you can move back towards the camera. I'm done with this superimposing the helicopter.
All right, got it. All right, where the hell was I? Arlington, eastbound I-20 at Bowman Springs got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's jacked up back from East Loop Bay 20. And Irving, westbound 114, right at O'Connor got an accident blocking two lanes there. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Traffic is jacked up back from 183. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Market Center, that earlier stalled-out vehicle has been cleared out. Traffic's still a little slow in the area. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Partly cloudy, 43 tonight. Tomorrow,
by what?
Goya.
What is that?
The yogurt?
I don't know. It's got to be some type of food. I'm looking at this spot. If it's Goya, it's got to be good.
Yogurt, Alfie?
Goya makes a lot of like beans and Hispanic foods.
Good stuff. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, with the blue label white lettering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've actually bought some of their refried beans.
Yes. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 62 for the high, 70 right now, and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know why this year was different. After the show yesterday, not a lot, maybe four or five emails wanting to know where they could find a clip of we put together of Dr. King and, air quotes, Reverend Wright.
Yeah.
Never had anybody ask for that before, and I think we've played that almost every year on Dr. King's Day.
Yes. Yeah, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. I forget what the church is, but it's out of Chicago.
Certainly not a church based on the gospel.
Yeah, that's where you have the churches. So many of them at times like to blur that line between, you know, the word of God and, you know, political stuff, stunting even.
Oh, no! Not God bless America! God damn America!
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Dr. King ever uttering those words?
No, not at all.
He knew, just by, you know, his I Have a Dream speech, talking about the Emancipation Proclamation, he knew we had had a rotten history, the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of focusing on that, everything is moving forward.
Yeah, because he knows.
Reverend Jeremiah Wright, everything's behind.
And
like we've made no progress. Why don't you just go take a piss on Dr. King's grave if you think he did no good in the 60s?
And I think that's part of what is wrong as far as race relations. None of us can change the past. No matter how we feel about it, we can't change it. All we can do is focus on the present and the future. However, if all you're doing is focusing on the past and what has happened, then you're never going to go anywhere.
The whole idea of knowing about the past is not to make the same mistakes and
right.
move forward. I was just curious. I wonder why I got all the requests this year, but not last year, the year before.
I think just racial sensitivities are higher than in recent years. And you've also had a lot more. You've also had a lot more public displays out of, you know, like Al Sharpton types. It's like, hey, here's a problem. I'm here to, you know, solve it. And ultimately, it feels like at times you just made it worse.
That's really one of those situations where you stop and you quiz yourself. Would Dr. King do this?
Yeah, they should get that wristband made up and actually go by it. Because Dr. King focused on the present and the future.
And hopes.
Yes.
And a brighter, you know, obviously a future where there are no colors.
Yeah, and that's actually...
There are colors because you got to have jokes.
Yeah, and honestly, even without the entire content of his I Have a Dream speech, you can just focus on the title. He called it I Have a Dream. He didn't call it I Had a Nightmare.
Yeah, he lived through the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump to the tail end of it, if you don't mind.
No.
Let freedom ring from the smokehouse.
It's my favorite part.
Where you just...
Somebody in the background go, yeah, how do I go?
From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America.
When all of God's children will be able to join hands and singing the words of the old Negro spirit, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
I wonder how many other stations did anything.
We'll be back to them.
Sorry. For Dr. King's Day.
I'm not sure. I didn't get a chance to listen around to, because obviously we were working yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to, you know, sampled what other stations were doing, not doing.
I can imagine they said, oh, here's the parade over here. Here's the parade over here if you want to go.
Like, I'm sure the, you know, I even saw on TV at some of the parades, like K104, 97.9 The Beat, they were represented out at those events. I don't know if, you know, if any of the country stations played any clips. I don't know.
I think if we can, everybody can.
Oh, they can, certainly. I just don't know if they did. I don't know if KVIL put out their, hey, MLK parade. They might have. I don't know.
It's just funny to me. One of the biggest supporters of Dr. King is one of the whitest shows on the planet.
Ain't that the truth? That's a room full of honkies. Well.
Think of, I have no answer to this, and we can move on, but think about the possibilities of where we might be today if Dr. King had never lived.
Actually gives me chills for many, many reasons.
Something to ponder. I'm not trying to get deep. I'm just saying you can't just ignore anything that he did. Reverend Jeremiah Wright can.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to be a downer.
No, you're not a downer at all. And I'm sorry, Alfie, I said room full of honkies. That's just me, Russ, and Chloe. You're our color.
What are you?
I'm pretty much white.
Well, why did Dan feel the need to qualify?
Because I'm, like, Irish-Mexican, too.
Oh.
I've never heard you say Irish first.
Sounds like it should come first.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought possibly Alfie had some black in his lineage.
Oh, he might. I don't know. I just knew that he was at least part Mexican.
I'm half Italian.
That's generally considered to be white, even though we know it's not all true because the history of Italy, especially Sicily, where your family is from, was heavily populated by
Italians. We called it Little Italy. Sicily, you call it Sicily Little Italy? Yeah. Now, you should see this place on Mussolini's day.
Well, speaking of Italians, Catholics should not feel. I'm going to restart this. Pope Francis said Catholics should not feel they have to breed like rabbits because of the church's ban on contraception. The Pope used the unusually frank language during an hour-long news conference on the plane from Manila to Rome at the end of his week-long Asia trip.
Well, then the only alternative is abstinence.
In a sense, yes. The freewheeling encounters have become a hallmark of Francis's simple style, his penchant for straight talk, and his ease at using colloquialisms to make his point. Francis spoke at length about birth control and population. He said, some think, excuse me if I use the word, that in order to be good Catholics, we have to be like rabbits. But no. He added the church promoted responsible parenthood. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church.
Do Catholics not allow condoms?
No. By church doctrine, they do not. The Roman Catholic Church restated its ban on artificial birth control, adding there were many ways that are allowed to practice natural family planning. The church approves only natural methods of birth control, principally abstinence from sex during a woman's fertile period.
You can't always depend on that. All of it's a crapshoot.
Yes. Because even if you've got it marked on the calendar, her most fertile time, and you stay out of that zone, you can still get her pregnant. But even then, that's where the Pope says, hey.
Why not just.
Not like rabbits.
Repeal the ban. Do that.
On birth control? Because a birth is, according to Roman Catholic Church, it's a blessing from God and should not be interfered with by the likes of men.
Pope Francis has changed the perspective for Catholics as far as gays.
A little bit. Yeah.
He hasn't changed any laws.
He's just saying I'm not.
Cardinal laws?
Huh?
Cardinal?
What about it?
What would you call those cardinal laws?
I don't know.
I don't make any difference. He hasn't changed the structure of the Catholic Church.
No.
But you don't want so many kids running around? Let them use birth control.
But according to the Pope, he says you should just be able to exercise some will and not have as much sex. As opposed to going with the unnatural.
The one thing that we're supposed to do, and he's asking us to go against nature.
Especially when you...
Or the entire Catholic Church.
Yeah. Because he's using a little bit of a gray area, because in the Bible, God had said, go forth and...
prosper.
Yes.
Or, no, that's Star Trek.
That is, yeah, that's Spock.
Go forth and replicate.
And populate the earth. It prosper, populate the earth. Star Trek and the, you know, there's some crossover.
Go f***ing make babies.
That's the new Russ Martin version of the Bible. So, yeah, I mean, but then the Pope can say, yes, God said this in the Bible. However, he didn't mean like crazy people or like rabbits in this case.
It's like religion, I know this is stating the obvious, but religion really takes most of the fun out of being alive.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you get one life and then the afterlife, if I didn't have any fun down here, what's heaven going to be like? Because you know people don't f*** in heaven. And I bet I'm the first person to ever utter those words.
It also sounds like a really weird alternate movie.
I'm kind of proud of that.
You should be.
You know people don't f*** in heaven. Yeah, they do. They pull out and shoot on the cloud. Well, why be a tallywhacker on the wings? Instead of the curtains.
But you're right. Yeah, the whole, like, it's...
I mean, aren't we supposed to, in addition to revering God, we're supposed to be happy?
Yeah. It's said that you're supposed to enjoy life. You're supposed to, you know, do all the things that make you happy. That's why God created us, because he wants us to enjoy ourselves. That's why he gave us this really nice planet for us to muck up.
What kind of fun am I going to have down here? I can't drink. I can't smoke. Can't masturbate. Everything's a sin.
Yeah.
This place. I can't wait for hell. Which I hear is packed.
It really is the ultimate.
I wonder how many people really are in heaven. You think like four?
Four? All right, so Jesus. So not even all the apostles made it to heaven?
I doubt it. They probably all got in, just, you know, probably grandfathered in, before the crucifixion.
Yeah.
Jesus died for our sins. I think they were all probably covered.
Yeah.
Because really, if he died for our sins, what do we have to worry about?
I think the idea was that he died for everyone's sins at the time. And that's where it gets kind of loose, because then they'll say, no, Jesus died for not just the sins that came before, but for the sins after.
Yeah, how does that work?
However, that doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want. He didn't die, so you could do whatever you want. It doesn't work that way.
This man gave his life. If I'm going to sin, I'm going to sin good. I'm not going to let a man's life go to waste.
But that's why he
praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, because he did that, you're born free of sin, so you should not try to sin. And because if you do, and you do a really, really good sinning like you're saying, then you disparage the memory and the act that he went through.
But he gave his life. I'm not going to ignore the fact man gave his life. I'm going to sin. Out of respect for my Savior.
But see, that's not the way we want it to work.
Well, then you should have left out the part of he died for our sins.
Yeah.
To me, that's a loophole. You get to heaven, will you sin? That guy over there that looks like Robert Plant.
The guy over there?
He said he died for our sins. Now open up the damn door. Robert Plant wasn't a good reference. That's all I can think of.
It's fine.
That guy looks like Jim Caviezel.
All I know is...
Is that the right guy?
Yeah. Played Jesus, Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually got struck by lightning during filming of the movie.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think that was...
Oh, that's the moment where you go, this job.
I think... Alfie, can you double-check that for me? That's one of the things I had heard.
I'm sorry, I was on the phone. What was it?
Jim Caviezel getting
you
struck by...
You missed a good part of the show. I mean, not like a good part. It's like the good part.
Yeah.
That pisses me off every time. That's why I listen to Best Of.
Jim Caviezel...
I listen to 1190.
Jim Caviezel, when he was shooting Passion of the Christ, was hit by lightning.
Did he get hit by lightning?
I haven't heard that. I'll look it up.
All right.
I think it was...
How much more of a heads up you need? First, Lee Trevino, now me.
Really? Lee Trevino?
He got hit by lightning. Golfer? Yeah.
Out there with a golf club.
I'd like that to be in one of our promos. By lightning. First Lee Trevino, now me.
According to Wiki, during filming, he was struck by lightning, accidentally scourged, dislocated his shoulder, and suffered from pneumonia and hypothermia.
He got his own personal plague.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he continued with, obviously continued with the movie. They finished it.
Mm-hmm. And he's a devout Christian.
Did he play a... I've never seen the movie. Did he play a good Jesus, bad Jesus?
I don't know, honestly. I actually
because
I haven't
the one
seen
with Willem Dafoe, he was a asshole.
Well, that was bad Jesus, yes.
Well, that was the egotistical Jesus.
It was a different interpretation of the whole story. Yeah, no, I actually never saw Passion of the Christ. Partly because I knew enough about it and I'd heard about it from everybody else. The thing that stood out the most was the whipping that he went through and the crucifixion and how just horrific and barbaric that it was, and it being true to life.
Well, you're going to have to, if you really want to make the movie, you have to prove a point that he suffered for people he would never meet.
Right.
I think this is Willem Dafoe clip.
You know it? Yeah.
It's me the prophets preached about. God talked to me in the desert. He gave me a secret and told me to bring it to you.
I'm not a secret, you a bitch.
Didn't you hear me coming?
Did you forget that there was other stuff in here?
I really did.
I could tell by the look on your face. Because you're looking around like, what is that?
Who is that? Who did this? I got to open up the properties and see how old this is.
I'm going to go 4 years.
You're right. It says created Tuesday, April 14th, 2011.
Nailed it.
You a bitch.
You a bitch.
It's me the prophets preached about. God talked to me in the desert. He gave me a secret and told me to bring it to you.
I'm not a secret, you a bitch.
Didn't you hear me coming?
Miss those loud ass flip-flops.
I ran here to Nazareth, where I grew up, to bring you the news. The world of God is here now.
You got a business card?
You work miracles. Make a miracle for us. Make us believe in you.
Make us bicycle, clown.
Otherwise, go away. The Messiah doesn't need miracles. He is the miracle. Now he's here. Are you ready for me?
Make me a bicycle.
I'm here to tear down everything around you. And you know what I'm going to replace it with? Something new.
What is it? Bitches are us?
The world of God. So take your bread and give it to the poor. What difference does it matter what you own?
You suck in Spider-Man.
You have gold.
I ain't laughing at my own stuff, but I don't remember any of this. Yeah, you're right. It was 4 years old. What?
The Green Goblin played Jesus. Alfie says line one.
Yes. Is it Emmy?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I find the comments that you're making on the radio and the jokes that you think are so funny are very offensive to all Christians.
Thank you.
And I know you probably don't care, but at the same time...
Well, if you thought I didn't care, why'd you call?
Well...
Why don't you go home and pray for me?
Well, I will go home and pray for you, actually.
Will you forgive me?
As a Christian, that's what I'm called to do.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
You know, that did not go the way she thought.
Did she say anything else before she got on the air, Alfie?
She just said that she was very offended and thought that none of us had ever read a single page of the Bible.
Dan has. I don't think I have.
I'm willing to bet I've read more than she has. And by the way, if you can't make fun of your own religion, seriously.
How weak is your faith in God?
No kidding. I guarantee you, on occasion, Jesus has giggled at some of the stupid stuff we have said, including some of the stupid stuff we have said about him.
Because we balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in God. We praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I also enjoyed the part where she goes, it dawned on her, oh, hell, I got to forgive him. Because I went, You gonna forgive me?
Yeah.
As a Christian, I have to. Suck.
Make your bitches forgive you and pee in their cars.
Mm-hmm. Tear down everything around you. And you know what I'm going to replace it with? Something new.
What is it? Bitches are us?
The world of God.
By the way, what have we said that would be offensive as far as Christians? We're making fun of Willem Dafoe.
This part, yes. We're making fun of Willem Dafoe. Maybe there was something before.
That doesn't make any difference. I don't care. I know you probably don't care. Well, obviously, you've wisecracked on Channel 5.
I think you missed it.
Okay. If you know I don't care, you've probably listened long enough to know that you didn't get to talk long.
Yeah. Damn, we should have. Yeah, you're right. We should have asked her, what exactly were you offended by what we said?
She'll probably call back. What?
It might have been the, you know, taking out and shooting on the cloud or something.
What? I think that's probably pretty accurate. You know, ain't nobody f***ing in heaven.
Yeah, well, I know. That's the only thing I can think of.
What did I say? I just said, ain't nobody f***ing in heaven. Mm. Whatever you heard underneath that bleep is in your own dirty, nasty mind, you heathenistic bitch. I like it when an ugly ruck comes out.
It's been a while.
Well, not too many people call up and complain anymore.
Mm-mm.
They kind of get the vibe to go, yeah, I'm going to call. No, I won't.
Something new.
What is it? Bitches are us?
The world of God. So take your bread and give it to the poor. What difference does it matter what you own?
You sucked in Spider-Man.
You have gold and silver. It's going to rot. And that rot is going to eat away your heart. All of you. There will be a flood and there will be a fire. Everything will be destroyed, but there will be a new ark riding on that fire. And I hold the keys and I open the door and I decide who goes in and who doesn't.
See, to me, I don't like that depiction of Christ because that sounds like an egotistical, you know who my daddy is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the version of Christ that shows up at the Last Supper and expects the best table at the restaurant for all his friends with no reservations.
You see my business card? It says Son of God.
What a douchebag.
Who cares if I'm 15 minutes late?
I put all those tables in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make the tables so we can't see each other.
Do I want to take any of these, Alfie?
They're all Christians defending you. Anyone's good.
All right. Yes, Catherine.
This Emmy chick is crazy because I'm a Christian and I'm not offended at all. I grew up in a Catholic family. There's 13 kids in my family.
Now, how many?
13.
13. And while it wasn't particularly bad for the kids, I mean, we were poor and didn't have everything we wanted, but my poor parents, it was crazy. I believe all 13 of us have practiced birth control now. None of us have more than 5 kids.
Did you write that ahead of time? All right, tell the rest of them to hang on, Alfie.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Traffic sucks again. Let's start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Reisinger. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing state. This traffic's jacked up back from Morningside Drive. In Arlington, eastbound I-20 at Bowman Springs, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic there is backed up onto East Loop Bay 20 back from Wichita Street. Also in Arlington, eastbound I-30 just before Fielder, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. In Euless, westbound 183, right at Ector, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from Esters. And finally in Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Park, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up back from Legacy. I'm sorry, I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Join Me. Tonight, partly cloudy and 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 62. Right now, 70 degrees, a 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
What?
One, you. Two, this is the email.
That's got to be the quickest slam of all time. What? One, you.
It allowed me to move on.
Now that I'm done with you. Number two, this email I got.
One, you. Go ahead. What?
Email I got, subject line Christian. Says, as a Christian, let me say, that's some funny S. Like a kid out late, might as well stay out all night.
Everything that we use to exist and experience things and react to, it's all God-given.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really want to play that argument, well, you're supposed to know the difference between right and wrong. Well, if I don't, whose fault is that? I didn't make myself.
Oh, no. Free will, Russ, free will. Which nobody agrees completely on that either.
Yes, Josh.
Hey, dude, you gotta calm down on them jokes. I'm in traffic to compete myself right now.
Which ones would you not like me to do?
Just any in general. Just hold on to it for about 20 minutes.
Just don't talk.
Why didn't you pee before you left work?
I didn't. I left some other place, but monsters and rock stars get to me.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
That almost sounds like a children's book.
Yeah.
Monsters and rock stars.
Yeah. Why are you drinking monsters and rock stars and then heading home?
I got to stay awake somehow.
Oh, okay.
What do you do?
No, I don't work right now. I went to go rent a car.
Why are you going
to
stay awake?
So I don't crash the rent-a-car?
What do you need a rent-a-car for? You ain't got a job.
Birthday present.
From who?
From me. Birthday present myself.
What'd you rent?
Corvette? Stingray?
How much was a Stingray? Did you rent it from that classic car place on 35?
No. Over off the tollway area over in Dallas, over the Enterprise Exotics.
What year is it?
15.
Ooh.
Do they call those Stingrays again?
I guess they brought it back.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fancy. Does that.
What makes you think you deserve a birthday present? You ain't got no job.
Hey, I don't want to hear that.
All right.
You'll probably hear it from your mom when you get home.
Yes, and he pulls it to the driveway in his rented Stingray.
Yeah, I can sneak in and get to my room.
He may just be between jobs.
No, it sounds like he's a professional non-worker. Mm-hmm. I'm professionally unemployed.
Well, I got a job, but he's the one driving a Stingray right now.
I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear that, Russ.
I get enough of that from my mama at home. I thought I had the basement soundproof. Go ahead, Travis.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say that I'm a Christian, born and raised in the Church of Christ, just about as conservative as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are absolutely hysterical. And I hate it when one Christian tries to stick up for the rest of us, making us look bad.
I'm just trying to figure out what she was offended by.
I don't know. I thought the whole bit was great.
I don't even know what the bit was. We just kind of accidentally fell into that one. All right. Bless you, brother.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
But not too loud. My church isn't big on the singing and dancing.
Affirmative.
Praise God.
10-4.
Go ahead, Justin.
I've been a Catholic for all my life. Well, yeah, ever since I was born, so... Everything is hilarious. That lady had no idea what the hell she was talking about. And
did we say anything that was a slam against Catholics?
No.
I guess I should let her finish.
It's still funny. I mean, every bit of it is funny.
Well, religion in itself is funny. The whole concept is you've got all these fantastic stories that we're supposed to believe. The only part that I truly believe is in don't F other people around.
Right.
I didn't think that was that funny.
Man, that one really struck him.
All right, last one, then we'll move on. Yes, Daniel.
Hey.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say that
I laughed so hard about that pulling out and shooting on a cloud joke, I just about crashed my truck into the ditch. Absolutely hilarious.
But you know why you didn't?
Do I know why I didn't?
Yes, Jesus took the wheel.
That's right.
Yes. Jesus took the wheel, yes, sir. You know it.
All right. Right, you got.
There's our new bumper sticker. I listen to the Russ Martin show. Jesus has my wheel.
Because I can't see.
Uh-uh.
Thank you, Jesus, for taking the wheel today while I was listening to Russ Martin show.
Didn't I write a parody song one time, Take the Wheel, Jesus? I got the gas?
I believe so.
Or did we just talk about it?
We may have just talked about it. But I also, Chloe, help me out, because you're forced to listen to country at times. Didn't Carrie Underwood have a song, Jesus Take the Wheel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. But did she say, I got the gas?
No, I don't think she was that involved.
All right, this is getting too random. I found the clip. I don't know what's on here. Mm-mm. Well, I'm sick of driving, so here my plea. This dodging and weaving's got the better of me. They all want to text and tweet and update their site. Please, sweet Lord, divinely drive my coupe. Pedal to the metal and forget about the brake shoe. I'll start screaming. We can run us some red lights. Take the wheel, Jesus. I've got the gas. Smut them on like the Red Sea. Leave some carnage in our path. Well, they can't pay no attention, so let's give them some roadway wrath. Take the wheel, Jesus.
Yeah, I got the gas.
Does anybody remember us playing this?
Not at all.
That must have been a morning thing.
Yeah. When was that created?
Let me check the properties.
I'm with Chloe. That had to have been a morning.
Wednesday, October 30th. No, that was a... Sunday, March 11th, 2012. I don't remember playing that on the air. You're right. It had to be in the mornings.
Yeah. Yeah, because even Alfie's got that look on his face as if, how have you been hiding this from us for so long? Yeah.
Well, I know that the line came out one day.
It did, but
I don't know what we were talking about. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I think I just said, take the wheel, Jesus. I got the gas.
Because clearly, you're also, again, showing your proclivity towards country music. And also for funny timpani hits.
I didn't throw anything in. That's just a karaoke track.
Is it?
As I remember.
There was almost like a cartoonish big drum hit.
I heard that. I didn't throw that in.
Well, it just worked out then.
I wonder what else we did when we were on mornings.
It's a good question.
We should go back and check, see if there's anything good.
Well, Jesus addressing the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the prophet. That had to be mornings.
Yep, probably.
And this whole take the wheel thing, I remember the line. I don't remember doing the song.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm sick of driving, so here my plea. This dodging and weaving's got the better of me. They all want to text and tweet and update their site. Please, sweet Lord, divinely drive my coupe. Pedal to the metal and forget about the brake shoe. I'll start screaming. We can run us some red lights. Take the wheel, Jesus.
I got the gas.
Smut them on like the Red Sea. Leave some carnage in our path. Well, they can't pay no attention, so let's give them some roadway wrath. Take the wheel, Jesus.
Yeah, I got the gas.
Jesus!
I got the gas.
Let's take that minivan and split that bitch in half. Well, they want to text instead of drive, so let's push them off the overpass. Take the wheel, Jesus!
I got the gas.
I don't know if there's any more. I don't know this song. I'm guessing that's it.
Nice long fade.
Was I totally comatose while we did mornings?
We all were.
I don't think that's ever aired before.
I'm with Alfie. I don't think it has either. Even though we forgot most of what we did when we were doing mornings, there was at least an hour, maybe two, where we were cognizant.
From about 8:30 to 10.
Yeah. And had this song played, I feel like if not me, Alfie definitely would have remembered it.
Obviously, I recorded it. I don't remember it. I think that's a Jerry Reed song.
Yeah, she got the coal mine, I got the shaft, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to go back through tapes of the morning show and see what other fabulous stuff we did. It's really like listening to somebody else's show.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Jesus addressing the masses. I have had almost no recollection of that.
Oh, the Willem Dafoe stuff?
Yeah.
That I remembered. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember it. I forgot some of the lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about the...
You sucked in Spider-Man.
Yeah, you sucked in Spider-Man. I forgot about that.
Okay. What a damn random ass show.
Well, while we're at it, let's stick with that thought. Are you familiar with Frank Sinatra's Stay With Me song?
No.
It's cut 9. It's a clip.
Is this important?
Yes, because you need it for the other clip I'm going to have you play.
Oh, the road buckles under where I walk. Walk along till I find to my wonder every path.
Do I need to play all of it?
No, you're good there. Now, play cut 8, which is one of your personal favorites, Bob Dylan. He felt the need to do an entire album of Sinatra covers, including that song.
Oh,
Stay With
the
Me.
Road buckles under where I walk along till...
Did you slow this down just to piss me off?
Nope. This is all Bob.
Played that at a wedding, I'd get shot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people think when somebody goes that they're doing a characterization or a caricature of Bob Dylan.
Yes.
No, he really did that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just like
and that's why, to be fair, because
why do you have this audio? Why is it the news?
Because Bob Dylan is releasing an album of Frank Sinatra covers. And this is
first
one
of all, you're not going to be able to do it better than Sinatra.
No, why are you even doing it at all?
The only person that covered some of the Sinatra stuff that did it better was Elvis. My Way.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'm also a fan of Harry Connick Jr. and I felt like he did Sinatra justice.
I like Harry Connick Jr. because he was in the movie with Sigourney Weaver, Copycat,
mm-hmm.
where he played the rapist.
Okay.
Send me your squirrel covers. He was asking for Scorny's panties. He played a really good perv.
Okay. So yeah, that's why I had to look up Sinatra's version, because I wasn't familiar with the song, but I know Sinatra could sing. And after hearing Bob Dylan's, I was like, okay, I got to hear Sinatra's. And so I made sure to pull the exact same spot in the song, to be fair. And woo.
Oh, God. Woof. Leads to the all that I can do is pray. Ooh. Stay with me.
If you played this clip for somebody that had no clue who Bob Dylan was, or the song or anything, you just played this clip for him, you go, all right, the guy's singing. Guess what he does for a living?
I'm going to go machinist.
I died, and Al Brumley, our friend from the Dallas Morning News, died, let's say, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big Dylan fan.
So was Dr. Thornton.
Dr. Thornton, I can see it. He's a 60s hippie, LSD junkie.
He was in Hair.
Yeah, he was on Broadway. He was in the musical Hair. He was on stage naked. There's a naked scene in the musical Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that was my most random pair of things for today. I have other audio stuff, though, if you want.
It's up to you. We're on a roll, Slick.
Let's get back to the news. I got a fun story here.
All right. 6:52, you got a couple minutes.
Okay. 29-year-old Anne Marie Gray of Somerset, England, just shared a story of the extreme lengths she had to go to when she tried to end things with a guy she'd met online. After three dates, she ended things, but he kept texting her and even told her he'd be at her house in 30 minutes. So she sent him a text pretending to be her sister and said, "This is Anne-Marie's sister. I'm really sorry to tell you, but she was taken to the hospital with a very serious illness." The guy then sent a reply saying he was headed to the hospital to see her. So Anne-Marie responded that only family could see her. The man was not satisfied and said he was outside the hospital. Anne-Marie then had to escalate again and sent the text saying, "I'm really sorry to tell you, but we lost her." Faking her own death finally worked, and the man stopped texting. Although she says he sent her a very nasty message when he spotted her on a dating website again a few months later.
I just did that to Kenzie this past weekend.
Really?
She sent me an email. Are you okay? I sent back, Kenzie, this is Russ's mom replying. Russ passed away this weekend.
Oh, you.
She didn't call any of you?
Russell?
Yeah.
It's very, very rare that I say that to you, but my God, that was called for.
She didn't call anybody?
No.
Well, then obviously she didn't care.
Well, she texted me, but when did you send the email?
Saturday afternoon, I don't know.
Because she did send a message, but I thought it was earlier than that, asking if you were okay.
Obviously, there's no concern on her part. She didn't call any of you guys.
I don't even know if she has my number. Obviously, Chloe does.
She's got Chloe and Alfie's.
It may have been afterwards. The weekend time frame. No.
Well, it was later in the day. Whenever I said this is Russ's mom, he passed away.
Okay, well, in that case, she's so gullible. Someone needs to call her and tell her
the good
news.
I'm sure she's turned the radio on between then and now.
She can't tell between best of and live.
Yeah, even when she's sitting in here.
I know.
That's where you were going with it, weren't you?
Yep.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
602, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up. Let's start off in Arlington. Eastbound I-20 right at Bowman Springs. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic jacked up onto East Loop 820 back from Wichita Street. Also in Arlington, eastbound I-30 just before Fielder. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Oakland Boulevard. About a 20-minute delay through it. In Euless, westbound 183 right at Ector. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Only the right lane was getting by, so that has traffic jacked up all the way back to Loop 12, Walton Walker. And finally, in Carrollton, northbound 121, right at Hebron Parkway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-35. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot. Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets. For a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Congos at Gas Monkey Live on January 29th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Right now, 70. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I think I'm hyper-focused on it only because I binge-watched, six, seven episodes of The New Dallas for the relaunch. It was like I said, the storylines were really good. But if you brought the original, I could have saved Dallas.
The new version?
Yeah.
How?
It's an easy fix. Well, first of all, even without Larry Hagman, they started to shift Patrick Duffy's character, Bubby, to be a little more aggressive. Still stand-up guy, but a couple of devious things that were the overall scheme justified.
Okay.
They framed Cliff Barnes for JR's death, even though Cliff Barnes didn't do it.
Yeah, that's pretty devious.
Well, but Cliff Barnes did pay somebody to bomb one of Ewing's oil platforms.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
And kill some people.
All right, he had it coming.
But if you brought the originals, Larry Hagman, Patrick Duffy, Damn, Charlene Tilton.
they brought her back too?
She turned into... I thought about if we had a hooked up, screwing her just to say I did it.
Sure.
It's like, you know, going to the Grand Canyon. You stand there, you screw her, you go. And then you leave. I'm sorry, I know that's a visual.
Yeah, but
you
know
what? Movie Vacation.
Yeah, but even those that didn't see you do it, they knew what you were referencing and are now, yeah, they're going to get some more emails.
She didn't fare well as far as time. But if you brought back the main characters for a reason, have them on more in the beginning and then gradually work in the new characters as opposed to starting with a lot of the new characters and working the old people in.
That makes sense.
That's kind of the way they did it. Started with a lot of the new actors and then worked Larry Hagman, Patrick Duffy. What was Larry Hagman's wife's name? Sue Ellen.
Yeah. My guess
is that. They worked them in.
My guess is the reason why they probably did not do that is if they start, if they start with the original cast, then the demographics of the show are going to be much older than what they were shooting for. That's probably why they shot for younger first or did younger characters first.
But if you're playing off the storyline of Dallas, you need JR and Bobby and Sue Ellen and Cliff Barnes.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, giving a kid a bicycle and just taking the training wheels off in the very beginning. All right, good luck. Throwing the new cast out, especially when some of them can't act. Mm-hmm. They've got bad accents. I don't know why that one sticks for John Ross. I'm going to drill on South Fork, Uncle Bobby. Nobody talks like that. If it stands out as a bad accent to somebody born in Texas, it's bad. They should have had a consultant.
It would have made sense. It's pretty easy. And the thing is, there are plenty of Texans in Hollywood, in L.A. The problem
is... They shot a good portion of the new Dallas series in Dallas. They shot more on location than the original Dallas did. The original Dallas got all their exteriors that they needed.
And then shot everything else back in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And they fly to Dallas from, like, maybe during the summer, whatever, get some new exteriors, then go back to L.A.
What I wonder is, it's that sort of, not just the Hollywood perception, but the world perception of Texas, of Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever, is that sort of, oh, you know, people still ask, do you ride a horse to work?
Yep.
And since that perception is there, it's like Hollywood, instead of challenging it, just goes with it.
Who's ever asked you that?
Yeah.
I've had people ask me that.
From where?
Well, Canada was one. Up, like, Yankees, Northeast. They would sincerely ask.
You ride a horse to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I worked for the rent-a-car place, people were asking, where's all the horses at?
Where? Like,
they didn't want to rent a horse, but they knew that they thought there would be more horses around.
Yeah.
Hey, man, where's your horse? Speaking of your horse, why you got no hat on? Where's your hat?
Did your f***ing hat blow off when you fell off your f***ing horse?
Exactly.
Well, no offense. I don't want you to shoot me with your six-shooter.
I know that I don't even know what my perception of New York is. I know it's not, hey, I'm going to kick you in the stomach because it looks like you need CPR. I know not everyone's a Goomba.
Right.
So I don't know why people would think it's the Old West.
Because people...
We're not even in the West.
They go with what they've seen, and typically with Texas, it's country stuff. It's,
hey, how many do you own?
Yes. Now, that part may be, for the most part, accurate. But even before, like, before a Cowboys game on TV, what do they always get shots of? Longhorns? Where'd they get that longhorn? That was, technically, it was probably the one sitting outside of Fuel City.
In downtown.
Right. But that's the one. And that's just kept there because it's sort of a touristy thing.
Where's Fuel City?
It's right at 35 and Industrial, or now Riverfront.
We're talking about downtown Dallas.
Yes, downtown Dallas. It's where you get your tacos at 3 a.m. that are awesome. And there's a longhorn back there. But other than that, if you want to find ranch-type stuff, you got to go outside the city.
All I know is I could have saved the series. If you can't do a Texas accent, drop it. Mm-hmm. There are people in Texas that don't sound like they're from Texas, and they may have been born here. I still sound like I'm from Texas, but I don't sound as bad as I did when I was like a teen or when I got into radio.
Yeah.
It's almost something you learn to control.
But on occasion.
And then when the mics are off, it's like, all right, let's get the f*** out of here.
All of a sudden, Russ turns S-kicker.
Who's got horse money?
All right. See, this is why in Texas you need a horse. It's a four-legged designated driver.
It knows its way home.
Mm-hmm. Come on, shooter.
It was so easy to watch. They go, all right, I could have fixed that. I could have fixed that. And I was right. There is a montage on YouTube of the original Dallas fight scenes. It's a montage of, I guess, the entire 10, 11, 12, 13-year run.
Okay. Yeah, because you said there was tons of fight scenes. I just don't remember them.
It's like a 14-minute long clip.
Oh, my God.
That's an ass load of fight scenes.
No kidding.
That's what they needed. Get away from this, you know, one-on-one dialogue of where you have all this. Is that the right word? Expository?
Yeah.
You're explaining things to the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the acting's bad. The accent's horrible. The syntax is bad. Nobody speaks with, "You my little darling." Nobody in real life says that. Maybe songs. "Hello, darling." That it's just some of it's antiquated dialogue
that
they think fits in the South. The only reason I watched the series was because it was called Dallas. That's cool. And they obviously updated the intro with the Margaret Hunt Hillbridge and new video.
Mm-hmm. Little darling.
"You my little darling." Thank you, buddy. Cliff, we gonna f*** now. Go get Ray Krebs. We'll pull a train. He can be the lucky P.I.er. Anyway, that's my take. The show's been canceled for 4 months now, so I'm obviously way behind the curve.
Well, it also makes sense what you were saying. Why Dallas was so successful in the first place was you had all the soap opera storyline type stuff for the women and clearly a bunch of fight scenes for the guys. So it was something for everybody.
Could have worked in more car chases, more explosions. People love explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what city it's in.
No.
That's the only reason I used to watch Chips. That and for the chicks on the roller skates with the big headphones.
That's right.
But with Chips, it got too predictable. All right, here's a shot of the highway. All the cars are staying in the exact same spot. Nobody's speeding up. Nobody's slowing down. There's the disco music. Car will now flip over in 4, 3.
And the episode has started.
First time we went out to L.A. to shoot a look around L.A. for the TV show that we did on Fox here. They said, "Here are our rules." Everybody on the staff. If anybody says gun, take it seriously and duck. Because that was back in the late 80s when the shootings were rampant in L.A.
Gotcha.
And if anybody hears disco music, pull to the right. Somebody's about to tump.
Yeah, things are about to get bad for somebody.
All right. What else you got?
I've also got the Army paid a Texas couple nearly $4 million for supplying it with names of recruits who may have enlisted without their help, which is part of a bonus program that was blasted by a leading senator. The Army's referral bonus program hatched in 2006 during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and buried in 2009, paid as much as $2,000 per recruit. It mirrored a National Guard program so plagued with kickbacks that more than 800 soldiers have fallen under criminal investigations in the last few years.
Have always been recruiting programs.
Yeah, but this one was a little different on how it went about it. This is all according to Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri. Military investigators branded the scheme sleazy but legal. That's what McCaskill wrote in a letter to top Pentagon officials. Renee Augusto, a former Army sergeant currently working as a civilian in Texas for the Air Force, developed a website called officialarmy.com to collect names of potential recruits. The site, designed to look like the government-run Army online portal, attracted potential recruits and encouraged them to fill out a form with personal info. Then he and his wife submitted those names, as many as 12 at a time, to Army recruiters and collected $3,845,000, according to the Army and McCaskill.
So the program was already in place to where if I provide you with a lead, I get money.
Yep.
These people provided leads,
mm-hmm.
actually produced something, and were paid for it.
Yes.
Did it say how many recruits?
You have to do the numbers on it. It was $3.845 million, so divided by 2,000.
It's a lot of recruits.
It is.
So you've got somebody that actually produced something, got people to serve in the armed forces, and you've got Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to finish this sentence.
Yeah, McCaskill told USA Today, no one envisioned that someone would be bold enough to put up a fake army website and make $4 million in the process. They made $4 million by somebody sitting at a desk and going click, click. That's essentially what they did for $4 million of taxpayer money.
Who said this?
Senator McCaskill.
I'd like to see how much he's got accomplished over the over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
These people produced something. They're not in gridlock over anything. They did something and took money that was already allocated for the recruitment program and got it done.
Yeah, let's see how much you got paid and how much you got done.
To sit around and click, click, and complain and bitch and filibust.
Augusto, in an email, said he had sought and received approval from Army recruiting officials for the website. An Army spokesman said the program was killed in 2009 after officials determined they could meet recruiting goals without paying the bonuses.
So it wasn't a fake website. It was approved by the Army.
Yeah, but it was made to look like the real Army website as opposed to just a knockoff.
Who cares?
A lead generator. McCaskill, in a letter to Senate, or in a letter to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Army Secretary John McHugh, she called on them to consider firing Augusto and to install caps on bonus programs to prevent future scandals.
This doesn't sound like a scandal. It's a scandal by government standards. We gave somebody money to do something and they came through.
Yeah.
That's not the way we work here, see?
Well, they just didn't like the idea that someone took advantage of it and made a bunch of money on it. She didn't like that. She didn't think that that was right.
Alfie, do the math. How many millions?
1922.
1,922?
Yep.
Almost 2,000 more troops on the ground.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if all of them actually joined up, but still you get paid on the lead.
Okay. Let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
Who created this program?
Government.
Who's complaining about it?
Government.
Anymore?
How dare you take advantage of us?
We institute a program and you actually use it? Well, what the f*** is it for? You dick poop?
Who's up for cinematography and Academy Awards? I know, it really is one of those just steeped in irony. It's like, are you really upset? Why are you surprised that someone took advantage of something? That's what we do as humans. If there's an opportunity to take advantage, we do it.
Plus, how many other government contracts
Alfie,
are out there?
Hang on a second. Russ, what are you looking at? What'd you see?
I just looked up at Channel 5, and it looked like a wide shot of a dump.
Uh-huh.
At a landfill.
No.
I swear to God, there was no bird cage, but there was toilet right in the middle of all of it. It's like, why is it all dumps are full of commodes? How many commodes are going bad? We talked about it before. It's where our stereotype of the dump came from, of you got to see a commode in a bird cage.
Yep. Every time I've gone to a landfill, always saw a birdcage and a toilet. At least one toilet.
And I don't know what my dad thought he was going to do with, because I used to go with him to the dump. Mm-hmm. He'd do tile work, yank out a shower, so you got all this concrete and old tile, whatever. Take it to the dump. Russell, go check that commode. What are you going to do with it? Go check it for cracks. I will not. You mean leave you out here with the gulls? Go over there and check that commode. If it's good, bring it back. And then what? Where are you going to put it?
I would imagine he would sell it back to a contractor to install in somebody's new bathroom.
Somebody yanked it out of a bathroom for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a commode at the dump, you just...
Assume
meant
to be. It has found its resting place. Let's not mess with it.
A commode at the dump. There's no quality assurance there.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a perfectly good toilet.
Some people just throw stuff away before it's spent.
Mm-hmm.
Check that bird cage. See if there's a dead bird in there.
If the bird's dead, take it out. Cage still good.
Okay, I'm sorry. What were we in the middle of?
We were talking about the couple that took advantage of the Army bonus program.
But you were making a point, and I started laughing about the commode.
We've made the point.
Okay.
If the government didn't like someone taking advantage of it.
I wonder how much. I don't even want to pursue it. Just the exponential waste every year when you've got people that aren't accountable for anything and they pass and point and complain and I can't get along with them and they won't let me pass this bill. They won't let me help my constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to grow and we get less and less done.
But hey, hang on.
Yes.
There's something good, though. Tonight is the State of the Union, and that's when the president's going to tell us the State of the Union is strong. And he's going to brag about things that have worked, even though people have said it haven't. And then he's going to talk about other things that we're going to do. And then he's going to say, and it's not going to cost that much money, even though it will. And it's not going to have any effect on you, but it will. Anyway.
And if I could just get the Republicans to get on the same page.
The State of the Union is strong.
Mm-hmm.
We live in almost all of us live in a lifestyle that would be considered luxurious by the rest of the planet.
Yep.
But we don't appreciate it.
Nope. We want more.
I don't appreciate the taxes.
No.
I like paying my fair share if it's my fair share. But it's not.
I think one of the things he's going to talk about is decreasing income inequality by taxing, I'm assuming, the uber rich.
What is that considered?
I think it's, I'm not sure what his exact specific number is, but probably like those that make a million and above.
All right.
I don't know. He may change it.
Things changed a little bit when I came back to Clear Channel.
You better hope that's just income, because if it turns into worth a million and above, then you're hosed.
You can't continually tax the fortunate. I don't want to say the rich because it makes it sound like anybody that has money is evil. You got Mark Cuban who has money, but puts a good portion of it to good use.
Yes.
He realizes he's fortunate. And what, like his Fallen Patriots Fund.
Yeah.
You think all that comes from donations? You know, almost all that money in his fund is from Mark.
More than likely.
They take donations. But people just assume, oh, it's Mark Cuban's foundation. He's got it funded. And he probably has to, just because people expect it to be there. I did a cursory check of all the taxes that I pay, federal. Kind of calculated in state taxes. It's kind of hard to do because I don't know how much I spend every month.
Right.
County taxes. Car taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything in general. I finally stopped, and I'm not done, when I realized I get taxed about 53% on my income. Oh, how horrible. You have to worry about that. What's the purpose of making money if you don't get to have any of it? I mean, really?
That's why people always bring up the idea of, you know, a flat tax.
A flat tax makes sense. As far as fairness goes,
mm-hmm.
Balancing a budget, a flat tax ain't going to work.
Nope.
Because the people that don't work don't pay tax.
That's right.
Go ahead and tax 25% of nothing.
Take it all.
Go ahead. Suck my beet. See how much blood you get out of it. I don't complain. I don't vote. Well, you can't complain if you don't vote. Yes, I can.
You're a citizen.
I still pay taxes. I pay those buffoons regardless of who's in office. By the way, congratulations to Governor Abbott. He was sworn in today.
Yes, congratulations. Now, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, don't screw it up.
Who is that?
That's the old lady-looking new Lieutenant Governor who was also sworn in today.
His first name?
I believe it's Dan. I don't claim him.
Danica?
I don't blame him in the, or lump him in the club, though.
I had no clue who the Lieutenant Governor was.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Danica Patrick would be hot.
That I might support.
I'd like to see my lieutenant governor in a fire suit. Or whatever they call suits, race car.
Yeah, fire suit, race suit, sure.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Former NBA player Greg Anthony, who's now an analyst for CBS, was arrested on Friday for soliciting a prostitute in Washington, D.C. The arrest was part of an undercover operation. He was supposed to announce the Michigan State-Maryland men's college basketball game on Saturday, but he didn't make it. CBS suspended him indefinitely.
Who is this?
He's a former NBA player, Greg Anthony.
Okay. I don't know him, but
no,
fine.
A spokesperson said Greg won't be working for them again this season. Greg has issued a public apology to his wife, family, and coworkers. He said, "With this lapse of judgment, I embarrassed many, including myself. I will work to regain the trust that I have lost, and the first step is saying that I'm sorry." He's been working for CBS since 2008. He played 11 seasons in the NBA, mostly with the Knicks, Vancouver Grizzlies, and the Portland Trailblazers.
Not a lack of judgment. It's a lack of sneakiness.
Yeah.
He got caught. I didn't know he was married. That makes the whole scenario dramatically worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was a lapse of judgment. Yeah, that's right. You just got in a car and you decided, let's see, I could go buy Dave & Buster's or go a chick for $200. The chick's a better deal. That's a for sure. Dave & Buster's, you may not win enough. Oh, yeah, it looks like a lot of tickets, and you get up to the counter and you go, okay, you can pick anything with out of cord on it.
if it plugs in, you don't have enough.
Here's 5 million tickets. Oh, here's a spider ring.
Da, 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 da. Not that one. The plastic one. The self-sizing one. What kind of monumental retard still goes out and solicits prostitutes,
former professional athletes? Because I my guess is, yeah, back in the day,
use a call girl service.
See, that's what I would have thought. But see, you know, back in the day, more than likely he was able to just pull chicks right away without having to pay for it. Just, you know, groupies. But now that he wasn't a greatly known player, and now that he's not hasn't played in years, so maybe he's like, well, now I got to fork it over.
I don't need sex that bad to have it with a prostitute. I don't care how many chicks in the past have faked enjoying their time with me, because I know they all faked it.
Okay.
I went out of my way to make sure they faked it. I had a good time, and I know they didn't. Goes back to the Ricky Bobby theory. As far as sex goes, if you ain't first, you're last.
You're last, yeah. And you won every single time. Every single
sex
time.
Sex is not a race. Oh, yes it is.
After every single time, it's Russ and Eddie Gossage in Victory Row.
Having Coors pour all over me. Whatever they do in Victory Row. Champagne.
Yeah.
Coors.
Fire up the symbolic six-shooter because you just won the Texas 500.
Ah, beat you again to orgasms. Break out the PBR. What are we talking about? I got sidetracked.
Yes, you did. We were talking about Greg Anthony, the sportscaster who got busted in an undercover operation trying to buy some six.
That's...
But it keeps happening, and these guys clearly have not learned any sort of a lesson. They think maybe it's not going to happen to me. I don't know, because look what happened to me. Hugh Grant, he got busted with it. In the NBA circle, you had Marv Albert.
Now, the Tijuana Brass? Was it just Marv or the whole band?
Yeah, man, I did not say that one coming.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:40. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound Loop 820 between Randall Mill and Trinity. That part of the highway there has been cleared out. Traffic there is jacked up back from Bridge Street. Same thing going southbound. You still got some backup, though, back from 183. And in Carrollton, northbound, 121 right at Hebron, got an accident there that has traffic kind of jacked up back from I-35. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Partly cloudy and 43 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. High is 62. Right now, 66. The 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... and play fucko?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
They're gonna put me in the movies.
Look at you. You are rocking out.
Yeah, they're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a scene.
I don't know the words.
Sad and lonely.
This was a Beatles song, too.
Okay. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Yeah, that one doesn't, even though it does sound country, it's not that far off from just being just kind of cool.
I think Buck Owens did it first, and then the Beatles covered it.
Okay.
I had like early 60s, since even a stretch for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is this country songs that you like, they're fun songs. And the ones that you hate, they're just depressing and
Yeah, I forgot what I was watching last night. Maybe it was just a commercial that came on for some new country album. It's like, I don't really like that. I like Shania Twain. I like her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, to me, it's not just twang country.
But also, too, Shania Twain, most of her stuff is produced by the same people that produced Def Leppard.
And Metallica.
Yeah, what's his name?
Bob Rock.
No, Def Leppard is...
Oh, Mutt Lange, sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't want to say Bob Rock. Yeah, Mutt Lange. Yeah, they got divorced not too long ago.
Shania and Mutt?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know.
I wonder what Shania did. Because you know Mutt's a catch.
Yeah.
With a name like Mutt Lange, you got to be good.
Actually.
Mutt Lange.
Actually, if I remember.
Sounds like something out of the Goop.
Something out of
something racist.
Yeah, Wacky Racers.
Thank you, Wacky Racers.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm not sure, but I think if I remember this correctly, Mutt Lange cheated on Shania with one of her friends.
Dick Dastardly.
I don't think it was Dick.
There, we saved it. I like Shania. There's just a lot of the newer country. I don't like. It doesn't really seem to have a signature. At least. You know, in the 60s and 70s, there was some... What are you staring at on me?
Nothing.
You keep looking at my left teeth.
My eyes have to travel sometimes. I'm looking at you.
You shopping?
I'm not shopping. Quit winking at me.
Your teeth getting hot?
Yeah. I can flex your own up.
It's that badge on your chest.
I'm a lawman. You want some lawman?
You forgot what you were saying now, didn't you?
No, okay. I've got really a weird, eclectic taste in music. I like Metallica. I like Buck Owens.
You
got
it.
Some people that just get pigeonholed. It's like, well, it's got to be Nine Inch Nails. Got to sound like that or I'm not listening to it.
Right.
Or Nirvana. Why just throw you? I like some of the pop stuff. I like the CeeLo Green. F*** you.
Mm-hmm. But are you all about that bass?
Oh, Jesus.
What is that, a song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
That's Meghan Trainor. It's really sad that I know these things. The only reason I know these things is because I'm actually at a radio station. And the station we work at, it also works with Kiss FM.
Is Meghan Trainor big?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest songs from over the last year. But yeah, I mean, there are certain pop songs that, you know, it's like I don't choose to listen to it. It just happens to be on the speakers in the hallway. But some of it, yeah, it's pop for a reason. It's catchy.
There is some pop you probably really, really like.
Who are you talking to?
You, Russ.
Oh.
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars co-wrote F.U. by CeeLo Green.
I like CeeLo.
Bruno Mars has a new song out with some guy named Mark Ronson called Uptown Funk. It's real James Brownie.
Maybe they're going back to the 60s as far as the Motown method.
Some stuff is. Like with the guy that CeeLo
Green,
talking about.
That's a mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
Template.
And Bruno Mars, that Alfie's talking about, has a lot of that influence as well, that Motown influence. But there's a reason why he stands out in the pop culture, because not everyone does that.
What are you looking for, Chloe?
Well, I got all that bass loaded if you want to hear it.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This song is mostly treble.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size to it, but I can shake it.
I mean, if you're going to have a song, have somebody sing it with a bassy voice.
I know.
This is all treble.
I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real.
This could have come out in the 60s and nobody would have noticed. It's not like they would have, oh, new wave. In fact, the music in the 60s was mixed better. Like Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound. It's like layer it with sh- and then shoot a chick in the mouth.
Man.
And then wear funny wigs to court.
I think that was all him. That's just a hell of a tease job.
How did we get off on music? I played the Buck Owens bumper.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, you were singing. You were singing your catchy tunes.
I got to stop playing country bumpers. Because we always end up wasting a segment afterwards.
It's usually because you're singing along to it. It'll be okay because eventually we'll all get used to you singing along to your country favorites. And
I try really hard with the Merle not to do it.
But yeah, it clearly...
it's like it taunts me.
I know.
It preys on me. Vexes.
Yeah, there must be something deeper with inside you.
We're going this way?
I'm just saying. Because if you can't stand it, you got to sing it. There's got to be something to that. That'd be maybe a Thornton question, but...
Thornton don't know shit. You got somebody that pays people money to go sit in a house and be quiet.
Okay.
What kind of retard does that?
Lots of...
And then he
Buddhists.
Gets pissed off if he misses his Zen weekend.
That's his relaxing time.
Binge watch something. Watch television. Get caught up on current things.
My guess is he would
Look
see
at me,
that as...
I'm watching Dallas. At least I'm only about 6 months behind.
My guess is Dr. Thornton would see that type of thing as mind-numbing.
That's what Zen is about. You're supposed to numb your mind, not really think of anything. That way your body just gets to kind of what's the word?
Recharge, rebuild,
yeah, recharge.
Retool.
That's good enough.
I think what he's going for is more of a reaching a different plane of thought. Trying to reach nirvana.
Today's television will take you there. There's not a lot of thought that's really required.
Yeah, but that's the thing is you get...
That's why they have laugh tracks. I laugh now. Obviously, that was funny.
Yeah, but I think it's the opposite. He thinks what he's doing will take him to a higher place, whereas watching certain shows, I don't know, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, will actually make you dumber and a worse individual.
All right. I know your theory on the reality shows. The Kardashians still didn't really need the money.
No.
Like here comes doo-doo, what is it?
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
They needed the money. Mm-hmm. So you've got somebody that's a freak show that at least they were able to make money and support themselves.
Yeah.
Take themselves off the tax rolls. So that's one benefit to reality television.
But it's still taking...
You got a bunch of dipshits that... figured out a way to take their freakiness. It's really like the reality version of the Addams Family.
Yeah.
They're freaky and they're ghoulish.
Absolutely. Or how in the past you've said that they took the freak shows out of the carnivals and out of the circuses, and they said, oh, it's not PC to have that anymore. But what do? We put them on TV.
And that's what reality shows are.
That's exactly what it is.
They're the side shows from the state fairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else we got?
We've also got, I don't have anything on the audio I wanted to throw at you. Nah, we can wait on other stuff. I've also got football in the NFL. Have been extremely good to Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. He spent a decade playing, including as a tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, 3 decades coaching, and has now spent well over a decade as a football commentator and analyst. But if Mike had a young son now, he says he would not want him to play football. And HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, Mike says, if you had an 8-year-old kid now, would you tell him you wanted him to play football? No. That's sad. I wouldn't. My whole life was football. I think the risk is worse than the reward. I really do. The episode also includes former Bears defensive end Richard Dent and quarterback Jim McMahon talking about their health conditions. Dent describes himself as damaged goods, and McMahon suffers from early onset dementia.
Man, I learned the hard way. I'm Walt Gerson.
Oh, hi, Walt.
I let my boy Ben play football for a while. Mm-hmm. Turned him into goat f***. All them concussions and them subdural hematomas. All of a sudden he looks at a goat and thinks it's prom night. Then I got to get him on condoms before I really planned on it. Didn't get a chance to have the sex talk.
It's too late.
He done beat me to it. And all my livestock. I had to start buying faster chicken. Busting all their eggs.
Yeah, that really would be a question that I'd have for Mr. Garrison. If Ben wanted to play football,
yep,
would you let him? Because back in the 70s, that was the heyday of concussions, and yeah, you better get back out there and play. Will it hurt? Take a shot. It's like just revisiting North Dallas 40.
Right.
What if he would, or even tell kids in high school now, which way would he steer them?
My guess is...
I mean, it didn't seem to do any damage to him. I don't know what kind of pains, aches, whatever he has, but I believe he still has his ranch, and he's still out there...
Ranching.
Clotheslining cows. Yeah. That's what I was searching for.
What do you do all day? I punch cattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cow poke? Well, I call it cow slapping, but whatever. Make more milk. Cow clown.
I know Troy Aikman actually had said, he said that I'm fortunate because I've got daughters, but if I had a son, my preference would be that he would not play football.
And I'm sure Aikman didn't come out unscathed.
No. He's got plenty of physical ailments, I'm sure. But the good thing is, you know, mentally, he's sharp. He's doing the play-by-play thing. And that's part of why they're researching all this stuff, trying to figure out why does this seem to affect some players more so than others. Is it because number of hits they've taken? They don't know how many concussions it takes to get to early onset dementia because they're not all documented. Because by today's standards...
And you may not know you have dementia because you have dementia.
Also that.
It can't really be treated if you don't have the cognizant skills to determine that you have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
I said cognizant.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Could also be cognitive.
A sickly one.
I think both might be right.
A sick duck.
A sick duck.
Yeah, why don't you go a sickly duck? I guess in the moment, you don't really care. You're excited. You're doing what you love. You're mm-hmm. making millions of dollars. All right, so I got hit, and I don't remember 2 minutes. Well, those add up.
Yeah. Yeah, because I always think about the concussion I had in high school where I don't remember an entire hour and a half of my life. And that was just based on one that was actually, you know, noted, diagnosed, everything. And again, that was in high school. That's not playing through college and professional where you might have multiples.
Maybe make the helmets bigger.
What,
where they all look like the Great Gazoo. Or Dark Vader from Spaceballs.
Yep, yeah. Dark helmet.
Dark, yeah, thank you. The Great Gazoo would be funnier.
Yeah.
It's like a helmet like four times the size of their head.
All you see is a helmet and two little feet. I think it would slow down the game a little bit.
There's got to be a way to make the helmets absorb more of the crash.
That's actually what they're trying. They're trying new types of helmets now. Like the helmets that they use now are completely different than, you know, even 10 years ago.
I'm sorry, I just got a visual of them putting airbags inside of helmets. And they go off and the helmet shoots off their head. I visualized that and Jiffy Pop. I don't know where I was going with it.
Rock 'em, talk 'em, robots.
Right?
Yes.
I'm embarrassed.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
7:01, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Goya. Only a couple incidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at 121. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Beecham Boulevard. And in Arlington, southbound 360, just before I-20, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Park Road Drive. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Seether and Papa Roach at the Southside Ballroom on January 31st. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Partly cloudy tonight, 43 for the low. Tomorrow, still partly cloudy, 62 for the high. Right now, 66 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it? I saw a buddy of mine retweet something on Twitter. And from what I can tell, I think it's a legitimate account, not a parody thing. But some girl says, damn, the NFL been around longer than our government. We've had 48 Super Bowls and only 44 presidents. I didn't know that. And what troubles me is I don't know if she's kidding. Because I tried looking.
Can you tell how old she is?
Young. I'd say, like a teen. I'd say 18 to 21, somewhere near.
I was thinking a little younger, but it's not out of the realm.
No, it's not. And that's why I said it. It bothers me because, like, looking at her account and looking at her other tweets, this doesn't sound like she's just kidding. And that troubles me.
How is it they were able to form the NFL before the USA? Why is it I sound like Representative Hank Johnson from Georgia. What? You know, maybe Google something before you tweet something.
No, I think a lot of...
Google before you tweet.
That would be smart.
Look before you leap.
That's true. And it would save people a lot of embarrassment. Kind of like last year or the year before when I think it was like Paul McCartney saying at the Grammys or some award show, and people are jumped on Twitter, who's this guy?
They didn't know who Paul McCartney was?
Yes. They're like, who's this old person on my show or whatever? It's like, it's Paul McCartney, you idiot.
Yeah, you don't have to be a fan of classic rock or even be old.
Or even be a Beatles fan to at least know who that is.
The guy from Wings. And that's the way a lot of people are going to know him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as someone actually researching something before they post it, I think that's—I don't think it's that common. I think people just shoot it off and they'll think about it later.
Why would they be thinking about the Super Bowl and the government? Yeah.
The Super Bowl, I guess, just because the Super Bowl teams are set, and then because that just happened a couple days ago. Hey, now we know who's going to be in it, and then the State of the Union's tonight.
I have no idea who's in the Super Bowl. Can I guess?
You can. You know who the president is, though, yes? Yeah, you
the
do.
The one now?
Yeah.
Seahawks?
Yes.
What? Wasn't there a big comeback in the Seahawks game?
There was.
Okay. I didn't see it. I heard...
I'm sure you didn't.
What's his name, Emery, from KRLD? Chuck?
Ted Emmerich?
Possibly.
No, Mike.
Roger Emmerich.
Roger. Yeah, Roger. Ted's boy.
Somebody was talking about a big comeback, and I guess most people had just turned off the game with this one's over.
Oh, yeah. Some of the Seahawks fans, it was in Seattle. Some of them already left.
all right. You're going to have to give me a rundown because now I'm curious.
They were down, and they had pretty much...
At what point of the game?
The last couple of minutes.
Okay. They were down by how much?
Was it like 13?
Yeah. It's almost a go-home moment.
It's almost... it's still anything can happen. They had timeouts. They scored a touchdown. They got an onside kick. Scored another touchdown. And they tied the game and ended up going to overtime. They got the ball to start overtime and threw two long passes, and they won on a touchdown. And many of their fans, and the Seattle loves to brag about how great their fans are. Some of them had already left because they thought, oh, game's over, I'm going home. Nope, you just missed your team's greatest comeback in its history.
Well, it's not really a matter of being loyal. It's just being realistic. Okay, there's no way they can do this. I came, I supported them, I spent the money. They get to keep the money I paid for the tickets, whether I stay here or not. I'm going home, I'm going to try and beat traffic.
That's fine, you do that. Meantime, all the money you spent would have been so worth it had you kept your butt in your seat. Regular season game, I can understand that, but it's a playoff game. Stay there.
All right, Seahawks is the only guess I got because I just heard it in passing. Denver?
No.
Detroit?
No, Detroit's in the same conference as Seattle and Cowboys.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so the Super Bowl, you have two conferences, the AFC and the NFC.
Now, why do they do that?
So it's
originally you had the AFL and the NFL.
Yeah, but that's different.
You combined those two to the NFL.
You did, and then the AFL went away. Yeah, you have the NFC, National Football Conference, and then the AFC, American Football Conference.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. They play each other in the playoffs, and the winner of those two conferences meet in the Super Bowl. The Cowboys are part of the NFC.
Okay. So Seattle's in what?
NFC.
So I got to figure out a team in the AFC.
You got it.
Right.
West Coast?
Nope.
East?
Yes.
Way
East? Like Pop-Tart East?
Too far.
Let's stay with just the continental United States.
East. New York?
In the area.
So it's not the Giants?
Not the Giants.
New York?
Not New York.
Albany.
You're going to need to come south.
Miami.
Too far south. Miami is in the AFC, though. Good job.
Kentucky?
I don't believe Kentucky has a team. Keep going north. Go back up to the sort of New England area.
Redskins.
No.
Well, that's...
They're in the NFC with the Cowboys, and they were bad this year.
Oh.
So they didn't even make the playoffs. So go back to New York and the New England area.
Huh. New England. How long can I stretch this? Is that anything to do with chowder?
Yes. I mean, not. Oh, no. I fear I've made it worse.
You were getting excited for a second, weren't you?
The Patriots.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I was afraid you didn't get the New England hint.
No, that's why I said, how long can I stretch this?
Damn, how stupid is that man? He gave it half the damn answer.
I guarantee you someone was doing that.
Oh, yeah, screaming at the radio.
How can you be that stupid?
Man, I'm a retard. That man made me stupid.
Sorry.
I'm going to divorce my sister and get the out of here.
Patriots and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Okay? At least I do the teams.
Yes. And you also know the reason why there's 48 Super Bowls and 44 presidents, unlike the girl on the Twitter.
A worse joke than bad. I'm leaving that. Right.
Fair enough.
I was going to go bad joke. It's like, we've had plenty of those today.
So anyway, yeah, the State of the Union's tonight, and it'll be interesting, mainly because all the media outlets will tell us it was interesting. Obama will point some people out that he says are great, and I'm sure they are. But then you get, oh, this is good, too. I'm actually looking forward to the Republican rebuttal.
Boehner?
It's not Boehner, because Boehner's in the House, so he's got to do the clap, clap, and the discouraging looks from behind the president. Yeah, making rude gestures.
The tongue between the V sign and with your fingers.
Yeah. No, giving the Republican rebuttal tonight is, I forget if she's a senator or congresswoman, but is Joni Ernst. You don't know her by name, but I played the audio from her campaign earlier last year because she was the one that castrated pigs, and she used that as part of her reasoning to vote for her.
Because she knew how to yank nuts off of an animal?
She knew how to get rid of pork.
Did she actually use that? I know how to cut pork spending.
In essence, yes.
Dandy.
I castrated pigs. Elect me. That's not far off, actually.
As a representative for Georgia?
Georgia, yes.
Me being...
Oh, no.
Hank Thompson.
Johnson.
Whatever. My name's not important.
The gentleman from Georgia doesn't know his own name.
You gonna stand up, Mr. Johnson? My name is Thompson. Your placard says Johnson. All right, whatever. All I know is now that we've got the whole quandary with Guam capsizing, I would like some questions answered in the State of the Union address tonight with President Obama.
Oh, boy.
I want to know how come NASA is focused on space exploration. How come we don't focus on other places we don't know about, like Fraggle Rock?
Don't have a clue about that place.
To do this, guy, you really just have to go almost into twilight.
I don't know how you
do it. Do I roll my eyes?
You do a little bit, yeah.
I want to know how come nobody's looking into the technology of people being able to drive tents. I have other concerns that I would like addressed in the State of the Union address tonight.
Okay.
The octopus population seems to be declining. We need to look into getting them thumbs. Like 7 per octopus. And while I'm on the subject of our aquatic citizens, how come we don't let dolphins vote? They do good work.
What's that?
They do good work. They never get medals or nothing like that. Just carp. And Microsoft. Damn it, man. Why all the updates? We get Bill Gates to put the glass of poop water in what? That's a great thing about Hank Johnson.
Yeah.
Whether you get the line right or not, it doesn't make any difference.
That still fits.
I also believe that many drivers should be able to shave Wolf Blitzer's beard to see if he looks like a real wolf. And as far as Cheese Whiz, mm-hmm. Is there real whiz in there? I ain't know how come they never made Titanic 2. Hollywood's getting lazy. We also need to develop a way to grow melons with Brazilian nuts inside of them. We also don't seem to know the whereabouts of the Frito Bandito. I think we need to get SEAL Team 6 to be deployed to find him.
Representative Johnson, it's a long list of things you want to ask the president.
There are a lot of things that I believe need to be addressed as far as the State of the Union. I believe Mr. Peabody and Sherman should be appointed Secretaries of Education.
Yeah.
That talking dog's a smart motherfucker. He knows math and all kinds of dog shit. I also believe people in Nevada should only answer the phone on the third ring.
What?
I also want the umlaut to be replaced with a walnut. I'm out.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us across social media for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KUGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson's up next.
Done?
Yep.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show rocks! from Plymouth.